surface. She's won on a soft five, but I'm banking on that track improving through the day with a nice warm temp or nice warm forecast. But like you say, I'd rather see her have today's run than get a bit more interested next start.
Melbourne Abasso, race four, much better ridden back with a set last time.
Yeah, definitely. He all but won and he was beaten by a good horse. Racing a touch out of his grade, that's the only negative, but he's racing well when ridden right.
Race seven, Fortella. Look, outside the favourite, I can't see a lot of depth here. I thought he was a knockout chance.
Yeah, for sure. You can never underestimate him. I think he's either there or he's not. And look, you only need to go back to the spring of last year. He did win the Underwood, a Group 1 race, and he was beaten about half a length in the Cox Plate. So he runs very well at Moonee Valley. There'll be pace on. He's had the benefit of a good first-up Sydney run, and I think the Sydney form is pretty strong in comparison to their weight for age form. I'll go on to the Melbourne program shortly and say the opposite. No, I won't. I just think the Sydney form is so strong at the moment, and we're banking on him taking that down to Melbourne and doing us proud.
And Bagman, he's fit, he's in form, but weight for age question?
Well, he was coming back to the Chelmsford because that's what we did last year off similar form, and he ran third in the Chelmsford.
True.
We didn't need another number there. He's two out of two from the Valley, or two from two at the Valley, and we're freshening him up. He trialled really well in the jump outs they had last Friday at Flemington, and it's just one of those horses down in Melbourne that you could say, gee, he's a blowout chance.
Yep, all right, well, good luck today. But before you go, what a terrific job he's done, Boban.
Yeah, fantastic. Look, there's no doubt he bled, I think it was in the Queen Elizabeth. Everybody knows that. And it clearly affected his form and confidence, and he was getting agitated in the barriers and sweating up before the start, and all of that's changed. He's just changed back to the old Boban. And last three starts, Ron, he won the Doomben 10,000, he ran second in the Stradbroke with a massive weight, and then he's come out first up and won last Saturday. So again, Sydney horses to the fore.
Incredible achievement by, you know, horse, jockey and trainer there. That's amazing, amazing. Yeah. Well done.
Good horse, Ronnie.
Yep, definitely. Better than Kermadec?
I think Royal Descent's our best chance. I hope I'm wrong, because he's a colt.
The forgotten Royal Descent.
Yeah,
almost.
Yeah, he was. All right, mate, good luck today with all of them.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Waller there. Righto, Ron, get your coffee. Mike, get whatever you get, and we'll come back in a few minutes with the chap with Ray Murray and our preview. But right now, let's check out all the scratchings. We started Randwick. That fog is pretty well gone now to a fine morning. Soft 7. Penetrometer is 5.96. It's a soft 7 for the majority. It's a heavy 8 between the 600 and 450. Race 1, take out 1 Oriental Lady, 4 Frasers and 9 Justice Cosmic, 1, 4 and 9. Race 2, number 4 Tester Shadow and 7 Dance of Heroes, 4 and 7. The third clear, race 4, number 1 English. Race 5, number 9 Fell Swoop. Race 6, The Emergency, 17 It's Somewhat is out. Race 7, 2 Famous Seamus, 4 Machine, 9 First Seal, and 10 Strawberry Boy. 2, 4, 9, and 10. And race 8, 4 Maya Mirror, 8 Wine Tails, 9 Start Wondering, 10 Miss Ten Pins, 12 Marple Miss, and 13 Ruling Dynasty. 4, 8, 9, 10, 12, and 13. That's the information for Randwick. And by the way, the rider for Gypsy Diamond is Tommy Berry. Race 7, number 15, is Tommy Berry. Newcastle, foggy there this morning. Fine day coming up and a soft 6. Race 1, take out 8, Cracklin' Rosie, number 8. Races 2 and 3 are clear. The 4th, number 1, Continuity. And 6, Carmen Serene, 1 and 6. Race 5, number 4, All Day Baby, and 10, Sir Avton, 4 and 10. Newcastle races 6 and 7 are clear. Race 8, number 2, Sir Denzel, and 4, Flash Gold, 2 and 4. And race 9, 11, Hey Shazam, number 11. Grafton is our other New South Wales meeting. Fine and a good four. Race one, take out number seven. Race two, number 10. The third, scratching, is number 11. Grafton, race four, take out two and five. Race five, number four. And race six, the scratching, is number 10. Moonee Valley in Melbourne, overcast and a good four, penetrometer 4.64. The first two races are clear. Race three, number five, High Church, and the emergencies 16, 17 and 18. Race four, number eight, Garud. Race five, 14, Hella Flyer, and 16, Young Amazon, 14 and 16. Race six of Moonee Valley, two Gregors, seven Rows of Choice, and the emergencies 16 and 17. 2, 7, 16 and 17. Race 7 clear, race 8 the McEwen, 8 Miss Steele, 13 Headwater and 15 Parcel, 8, 13 and 15. And race 9, 2 Foundry, 5 Diametric, 8 Danshy and the emergency 17. So take out there 2, 5, 8 and 17. There is a late scratching that's come through on Vets, and it's Big Memory. So Big Memory is a late scratching, race 7, number 9, Big Memory out of Moonee Valley on Vets. Doomben, fine and a good 3, penetrometer 4.6. Race 1, take out 8, Lazy Democracy, number 8. Race 2, number 5, number 4, Gold Buttons, 11, La Dolce Vita, and 13, Start the Show. 4, 11 and 13. The third, number 4, How Fair Dinkum, and 15, Angel's Destiny, 4 and 15. The fourth clear, Doomben Race 5, number 4, Hard Ticker, number 4. Race 6, number 3, Southerly, number 3. Race 7, the scratchings are 7, Facile Tigra, and 10, Zars Ace, 7 and 10. And race 8, 6, My Girl Haley, and 13, Stitch and Time, 6 and 13. And Morfordville Parks, it's a soft 5, a fine weather, and a penetrometer of 5.6. These are interim. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 6, One Faster. 7, Rothmore, and 8, Taranize, 6, 7, and 8. The third clear, race 4, number 6, Stellarized, number 6. Race 5, number 5, I Sent a Shark, 9, Muchos Respectos, and 13, The Emergency, 5, 9, and 13. Race 6, number 10, Into the Mist, and The Emergency, number 13, 10 and 13. Race 7, Morfordville Parks, 3, Source Code, 5, Rock Out, 7, I Am Gypsy, 11, Le One, 12, Phoenix, Arizona, and 13, Mr. TJ, 3, 5, 7, 11, 12, and 13, and race 8, 10, Mullinger Lane, and 12, Clifton Park, 10 and 12. They're interim scratchings for Morfordville Parks on a soft 5. Repeating the late scratching at Moonee Valley. Moonee Valley, Big Memory is out. Race 7, number 9. It's 9 after 8.
Send Sky Sports Radio a message by email. Any person, any program, any matter. One email address will find us all. Go to skysportsradio.com.au, click feedback and follow the prompts. It's that easy.
Dynamic Syndications in association with Gerald Ryan have available a flashy filly with a brilliant pedigree. Buy Schnitzel, the hottest young sire in Australia with over 300 winners, 31 stakes winners, 6 at Group 1 level from Lauren Al-Aghi, a Group 2 winner of 11 races and stakes performed in another 6. She's also assisted a Palace Line, a dual Group 1 winner. Join the King of the Schnitzels, Gerald Ryan, in racing this stunning filly. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by Tab's Cash Out, which now allows you to eject early on your multi. Find out more at tab.com.au or on your mobile.
It's 10 past 8, and right now let's welcome in with Ron Duppersey and Mike Fraser, Ray Murray, the Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Ray.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Andrew. Duff. Mike, how are you?
G'day, Ray.
Good to talk to you. Just briefly, because we're running very tight for time. Tuncurry, how was it, Ray?
Look, it was sensational. And, you know, they got about 3,500 people there and did a very professional job for a great group of volunteers led by the chairman there, Gary McQuillan. And the turnover on that meeting was quite sensational a Saturday country meeting. So, you know, it was big ticks all around.
Yeah.
Just great to see their enthusiasm rewarded.
Yeah, for sure.
Good luck to them.
The track rating, we've discussed it earlier. Ray, you would have heard that. Heavy 8 from the 600 to the 450 and soft 7 for the remainder. As the guy said, slightly unusual, but you feel that's the way to go today?
Yeah, look, that part of the track has always been a bit softer, but when we looked at it this morning, there was a heavy tube, but they got right into it getting in that 300 metres round the turn. It always is a bit softer. But in fairness, I think, and we'll see how it plays out, I think we'll more have soft times. And a lot of the track was soft, where they were hardly marking it. So I know the rule of thumb, and Mike sort of alluded to that, is sort of you rate it at the worst section. But I think that probably would have been a bit unfair today.
Yep, understand with the rain that fell Thursday into Friday. What have you found for us, Ray?
Just three astronomers in the first. On the back of a couple of wins, it looked a bit disappointing at Rose Hill on the 15th of August. The matters put to the stewards, and we asked some questions of Jason Collett and David Van Dyke, was that 5 weeks between runs, it had dropped back from 2000 to 15, it gets back to the 2000 today, and David Van Dyke did think he had derived benefit. Wasn't beaten all that far, but ran second last, beaten 3.3.
Right.
Don't have to say a lot about Winetails in race two. The rider there pulled the wrong rein. Get into the turn, he went to James McDonald looking for runs up the inside and got badly held up. Got beaten 3/4 of a length by Amicus. And Candidescent, you covered that with Gabriel Engelbrecht, ran into some trouble looking for clear ground when it needed it in the straight at Randwick on the 22nd of August. Quite unlucky. It was beaten 2 lengths by Shard, but it was held up really to the 200 metres and then just couldn't get room even at that point, but found the line well when it did get clear.
Yeah, Kenny isn't there. Race 3, number 9. Anything from you boys for Ray?
No, I think he's covered it pretty well.
No, all good.
No, all right. Enjoy the day out there, Ray.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Andrew.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Ray Murray, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales, with the very latest there from the Stewards Department. Glenn Munsey's joining us now from tab.com.au. Morning to you, Glenn.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. Morning, Michael.
Rabbit stew.
How did Brisbane go the other night, mate?
It's a little bit unsettling in the field. I think we got a better chance than you, son.
Good luck to the Roosters, paying that illegal jumpers in the first half. never scored a point when they had to put their proper attire on. So right, I know Ray is looking into the additive that may have been in those numbers.
All right, well, let's get going with the race preview for Chelmsford Stakes Day for
Tattersall's
Club.
Andrew.
Yep, I was saying it, Glenn, as you were saying it there. Tattersall's Club Day with the Chelmsford, the Tramway and the Furious, the Concord, and the James, or the Bart Cummings Ming Dynasty, race 3 today. The first, Glenn, at 12:40.
Is the Tab Rewards, and I'll sneak in a little plug for Tab Rewards. I haven't done that before, Andrew, but it's a big day for Tab Rewards customers because 10 of them are going to Moonee Valley as part owners of Curo. There's a very, very good chance today, and that is your opportunity with the Tab Rewards system to part own a horse for a day that's in our Tab Rewards stable, and Curo is the first of those to go around in the spring. So good luck to all those people off to the valley today, courtesy of Tab Rewards in the ownership of Curo. The first, the Tab Rewards, Oriental Lady is out. Ran yesterday, 7 cents the win, nothing the place. Sasson Kyle at $9, Loophole at $4.60, Fraser's is out, no deduction. Orion Love, $6.50, Astronomous at $2.80, Dream Folk at $7, Campania at $7, Justice Cosmic ran a ripper of a race yesterday at Warrong, 5 cents the win, nothing the place, a deduction there, and Zayam is a $14 chance. Well, wasn't a great deal of love for the two scratchings anyway. The best supported runner here is Astronomous. I hope Jason Collett's a little bit better than he was yesterday. Had to go home from Wong and miss the ride on Vergara, winning the Mona Lisa. Best back to beat it is Campania, and third pick is Loophole.
Yeah, with the speed in the race, Orion Love, Loophole, Campagna, they're all sort of go-forward types, and so is Ziam. I think they're the four out of the seven that'll sort the lead out. Maybe the bottom one with Tommy Berry pressing on and taking it up, but I haven't sort of really got a designated leader.
No, there's not, is there? I had also Ziam taking it up. He's a fit horse, and he'll really appreciate getting back on a rain-affected track too, so it could improve. I was more hot on this race on a firmer track. I was really wanting to back this Orion Love. Her past two runs for the new stable are good. I thought she mapped beautifully here, and she's ready to win again. Just little question marks on the wet going, although she was placed in a heavy nine last time, two starts back. It's just, I thought her wet form was just a touch patchy to get too excited about. But I've still got her on top at the price. I think she's good value here. Loophole obviously seems to get through the wet track. He was well ridden to win last at this track and distance last time. A little bit more weight here, but he's just racing in such great heart. And the markets, you know, the more they win, the better the price. It seems to be the case with him. Six Astronomist looks really well fancied, doesn't he? It was easy in the market when 5 weeks between runs last time. His previous form was very good. Wet suits. And, look, like I said, obviously expected to bounce back today, judging by the support for him. And best of the rest is Sasson Kyle, number two. Just found them too sharp at 1,400, and I thought a big improver with three of his four wins on soft going and second up with a claim. I'm 5-3. 6-2.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty competitive race to kick off the day. I'm going to stick with the bottom one here with Tommy Berry on board. This horse's most recent start in that benchmark 81 at Randwick on that dry track was a pretty inglorious run. But if you go back to its two previous runs, both at this distance range, both on wet tracks, it came through the inferior ground in both of those assignments and went really well. It's only got to bounce back to, you know, perform similar to those runs, and it, you know, it definitely gets a chance, especially if it rolls forward and takes up the running. And you know, I don't really see that as a disadvantage in these early races. I lean towards it over Orion Love, pretty much for all the reasons Ron said. Fitter for two runs back, having its second Australian preparation, fitter for three runs back, I should say, and it hadn't had a run for 5 weeks last start at Rose Hill, so should be cherry ripe for this. And does get through the ground okay. 10 to beat 5. 8 Campania, another wet tracker that's going to be suited by the conditions here. His most recent form was good. Didn't really suit the dry track and the slow tempo on the Rolly Mile last start. Getting back onto a wet in 2000, a big benefit for it. And for 4th, number 6 Astronomus. Absolutely nothing wrong with the horse's form. Totally unsuited by the break and the distance last start, but still managed to make some ground against the double bias. So things really do fall into place for it here also. Good little race. I think there's a few hopes. I've gone 10, 5, 8 and 6.
Darren Flindell calling the action out at Randwick. He likes the 6 Astronomus to be 10, 3 and 5. 6, 10, 3 and 5 in the first. Race 2, Glenn, and as I've told our listeners earlier, it's TAB National Jockeys Trust out there today. A big luncheon hosted by Vince Arenti.
Yeah, upstairs there in the stand. I think my mum's getting ready to get there already, taking one Clifford James Clare, the Golden Slipper winning jockey there. Cliffy, I've actually had to lend him my tie to get there, so he's National Jockeys Trust tie. Right. But in the second here, Wine Tails is a $3 chance. Actually went up $2.90 and they pushed it to $3 already this morning. Dragonfly at $4.80. Mr. 111 at $5.50. Tester Shadow came out this morning, 7 cents to win, nothing to place. Support here for Far Elitos this morning. They've taken $5.50, then they've taken 5. It's now $4.80. 1,200 on it at the $5.50, and they just butted up in another...
Might have been after the John O'Shea interview.
Yeah, he was pretty confident, wasn't he?
Yeah.
For John, and then $1,250 on it at $5. So there's been $2,788 gone on Farolitos since John wrapped it up this morning. $5.50 into $4.80. Ruling Dynasty at $31. Dance of Heroes out 3 cents to win, nothing to place. Amazon at $18. Hearns Oak at $13. Scratch Me Lucky at $14. Montero $51. And Last Wish is a $41 chance. Well, prior to the support for Farolitos this morning, the best supported runner was Wine Tails. It went up $3.20. It was well supported. But as I said, the boys have pushed it back out 10 cents this morning with the support for Far Elitos. Third pick is Hearns Oak.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race here, we've got Dragon Flyer from a wide draw. It's obviously going to go forward on this with the soft conditions. John hinted that Farolitos, you know, likes to be up in the firing line, so I see it easily crossing over and dropping into the box seat. And this other galloper, Hearn's Oak, if it comes away cleanly, it's also got enough gate speed to, you know, maybe come across and sit outside Farolitos. The other one that may show a bit of speed is also drawn wide. That's Amazon, Ronnie. Mm. It's got to try and find a spot in there, maybe outside Last Wish.
Yeah, I thought I didn't think there was speed in numbers here. Dragonfly, Farolitos are the two I had going forward, and just question marks next to Amazon and Hearn's Oak drawn alongside each other, as you were forecast there as well. I went looking for something to beat this favourite because she doesn't map really well. The tempo mightn't suit her. She's third up at a mile with 60 kilos on a heavy track, but wow, I don't think there's anywhere else to turn. I think she's got a bit of quality on this lot. She was placed in the pack of plate behind High World on a slow six, so I don't think that's too much of a problem for her. Give her a clean, any sort of clean run at them here in the straight, I think she rounds them up. One Wine Tail's on top of two Dragon Flyer. He's in the peak of form, and the wet track's okay for him. Of the others, maybe number five, Farolitos. He did run second in the Carbine Club on the heavy, and it's been 3 weeks since battling away there first up. He seems very one pace, so the extra distance should suit him. And best of the rest is Mr. 111, who arguably should have nearly won first up. And although he's got patchy wet form, he's a big chance if he reproduces that performance. I like one, and I'm the more I look at it, the more I like her. 1, 2, 5, and 3.
Yeah, I'd be a little keener if the track was dry. Yeah. I've got tiny concerns about her. I mean, she may get through soft ground, but I think she's much, much better on top of it. And with that weight and where she's going to be in the map, so, yeah, a few things against her there, but clearly the best horse, but I don't think things fall into place. I've gone with Farolitos. I thought it did sufficient first up on that speed in that race at Rose Hill with the big weight. Improved nicely to win second up last prep. Map's great. It's been well discussed that it did perform well in the Carbine, this track and distance on a slow to heavy track its last run before going for a spell. So, you know, it fits the bill nicely, track and distance, gets the right run. And its second up form is good. I lean towards it over the nine, Hearn's Oak. I've always had an opinion of this horse.
Mm.
He's always been a bit of a nutcase, and he's done a lot wrong. But, look, his first up effort at Warwick Farm was good. He ran on against an unsuitable tempo to win second up there at Hawkesbury. He progressed nicely last campaign, and he won his second and third runs, and he was third up at a mile. Not really sure about him in rain-affected going. He's only had one dead track run in his life, but he has trialled quite okay on rain-affected ground. Look, I just think he's got more to offer this horse. 5 to beat 9, 8 Amazon. Hasn't really been all that well suited all four runs as prep, but still performed well. I thought the 1800 was probably its maximum trip last start. A little bit of a month off and back to a mile. If it can get in from that draw, I see it being competitive. And I'll throw Dragonfly, the wet tracker that is likely to be up on the speed, taking up the running here. He's rock hard fit and loves the ground. 5, 9, 8, and 2. I've left the fave out. I may finish up with egg on my face, but I just thought there are a few negatives there, and at the price on offer, I was prepared to shut my eyes.
All right. Well, Darren goes the favourite, Wine Tails. 1 to beat 3, 9, and 2 for Darren Flindell in race 2. Back to look at the Ming Dynasty in a moment.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life. If this sounds like you, give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debt into just one regular weekly repayment. Interest-free, tailored to your budget. Focused on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Well, have you checked out the new Punters Show website? It's absolutely stacked with new features along with many of your old favourites. You'll find articles that zero in on encore punting information, videos with leading punters, trainers and jockeys, plus a vault section providing priceless gems from their team of professionals, and an extra preview for Melbourne on Saturdays. All the tried and true winning products are still available, and when you access the new site, either as a first-time user or a regular, you'll be able to score any of the Punters Show's exciting products for free. That's any one of the new products, exciting, you can grab one for free. Do it this morning. Go to their webpage, puntershow.com.au. We'll learn more about it a little while later in this hour with Dallas Baker. But go and have a look right now. It's their brand new webpage, puntershow.com.au.
Dynamic Syndications with Gay Waterhouse introduced the first daughter of super race mare, Aqua D'Amore. Gay trained her to win 9 races and over $1.9 million, with success at Group 1, Group 2 and Group 3 level, plus another 8 Group 1 performances. Our fabulous filly is by More Than Ready. Champion sire and his best, Sebring and More Joyous, were also trained by Gay. At $9,250 a share, join our Dynamic Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit our website or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by Tab's Cash Out, which now allows you to eject early on your multi. Find out more at tab.com.au or on your mobile.
26 after 8, we're previewing Randwick today, Tattersall's Club Chelmsford Stakes Day with Ron Duffacy, Mike Fraser, and here's Glenn Munsey from the Tab with the Market Race 3.
Before we go, Andrew, can I just butt in? I know we're running a little bit late here, but this is live and interactive radio, and I have a Twitter question for Michael Fraser, so can he...
I thought you were concentrating on what you were saying rather than reading Twitter.
This is from Andrew. Can you please ask Michael, because this is relevant. Can you please ask Michael Fraser what he means by double bias? He says it a lot.
Well, it's if you've got a track, say you've got an 8 metre rail at Randwick, say for example, and the track plays towards the inside and those up on the speed, and then you get a horse at that meeting that's off the speed and runs down to the centre of the track and makes up good ground. It makes up ground in the worst part of the track and against the leader's bias. So that's what we call a double bias.
Okay, well, that explains it for him. You'll be able to work it out next time you say
Sweet.
It.
Great stuff. Interactive. We always like it. Ron, social media.
I thought I was heading for a disaster.
No.
I wouldn't do that to you.
Oh, yes, you would. Please stop.
Ronnie, I know you won't be available to Punters Postmortem on Monday morning, but if anyone's listening, Monday morning, Punters Postmortem, tweet Ronnie in a question for...
Well, he's not on.
Yeah. No, not this Monday, Andrew, but other Mondays, rather than carve me up every Monday.
No, you'll be right.
You'll be right. We'll look after you.
We're going to look after you. Righto, give us the market for the Ming Dynasty.
Yeah, the James Bartholomew Cummings AM Tribute, Ming Dynasty Quality, the third on the program today at Royal Randwick, and we'll have the market here, starting with Kimberly Star, the $3 favourite. Well, yeah, at $5.50. Intrepid Way at $12. Metallic Crown at $8. Gold Ambition at $31. Land's End, $21. Tatush at $10. Tap This at $16. And Canny Essent is a $3.80 chance. And good support for Canny Essent already this morning at that $3.80, but unchanged the price there. Best supported runner overall is Kimberly Star, and it's got double the investment on the nearest runner, which is Canny Essent, and two-thirds of Canny Essent's money has come this morning. So that's how far Kimberly Star had on the rest of these. 3.20 into 3. A very, very long way away. Third pick is Metallic Crown. I know Ronnie's going to say Tap This as 26 into 16. I think that was more of a readjustment than support, Ron.
Okay.
Yeah, look, this is a good little race, this. I've got Metallic Crown on the strength of that win last start, rolling forward, but taking up the running. Volier won't be too far away. Expect it to come across and maybe drop in behind. You've got a couple of nicely drawn ones there. Tap, this has got some sort of speed. And, of course, the favourite, Kimberly Star, from a good draw, probably want to hold a spot in the first four.
Yeah, it does look like a Volier and a Metallic Crown, I think, going forward. Not a lot of speed in numbers, but they do roll. I'd say this is one of the races of the day. You could make a case for every single runner here. I'm tipping 9, Canny Essent. I think he stamped himself a nice horse in the up-and-coming. That form has to be franked yet. Seemed to be a bit of a bunch finish there with a few unlucky runners, and he was one. But I'll gamble on him. wouldn't want any shorter than the 380 in a race like this. There's a couple of good long shots here. One of them's number 6, Land's End. Now, a few little gear changes today. The blinkers are coming off. He just wanted to over race in that same race, the up and coming, and I still think he dug in a little bit there late. He's back to 1,400 metres here. His win was on a heavy track at Warwick Farm, and I reckon he's really big odds here. 4, Metallic Crown. Disappointing as an odds-on favourite, 2 back, but geez, he made amends bolting in there at Warwick Farm last time. And 2, Voilier. As we said earlier, he just hasn't been right all preparation, but continues to be competitive and can win. Look, I could make a case for Tap this. She just looks like a filly that'll relish extra distance later on and looks talented. And Kimberly Starr, well, I haven't got a place for Kimberly Starr, the favourite in the first 4, so I don't know why, because she has beautiful wet track credentials. But can't tip them all. 9, 6, 4, and 2, my numbers.
Yeah, look, it's very, very open race, and that's why I've gone a bit wide here. I've gone with your second pick in Land's End. I've been touting this horse for a little while, I think, on the strength of his maiden win at Warwick Farm on that heavy track. He then had a month off, and things didn't go to plan at Rose Hill. He got stuck behind a wall of horses in that race, one behind Kimberly Starr. He eventually got clear, but the race was basically over. And then, as Ronnie said last start, he wanted to get a bit fizzy and over race in the up-and-coming. The blinkers come off, the extra 100 metres. He's got to settle. He's still a work in progress, but I do think he's a horse with plenty of ability. I lean towards him at the value over number 9, Kenny Essent. I really think this horse is going to race well, but she's going to be giving them a start. And she's another, is another horse that's a work in progress. He sort of got a little bit lost in that race at Randwick, even though, you know, he ran into dead ends and that. But even when he did get clear, he was still a little bit all over the shop. So he's still learning his craft. And he gets onto the wettest track he's been on for a while, although he did trial quite well on rain-affected going. 6 to beat 9, 4 Metallic Crown. This is another one I've had a love affair with based on its first ever barrier trial, and I was quite impressed with its most recent win there at Warwick Farm. Got the job done in good time and was sort of, travelled and when put under pressure, just kicked away strongly again. So, a horse with plenty of ability. And for 4th, Tatouche. This horse continues to race well. Its most recent Metro starts have been good. It wasn't run to suit in the Rosebud behind Sebring Sun and got home. And last start in the up and coming also wasn't suited by the tempo, but was charging to the line. So it's another that can race well. A fantastic little race. I'm 6, 9, 4 and 7.
Darren Flindell likes Kenny Essend, number 9, to beat 1, 7 and 2. 9, 1, 7 and 2 for Darren in the Ming Dynasty, named after Bart Cummings, the Bart Cummings Ming Dynasty, today on the special tribute day.
Andrew, just interesting there that both the boys like Land's End. You have Wallier, Land's End, Tatouche and Kenny Essend all ran in the same race. 3 of those 4 horses are markedly shorter than they were at their last run, and yet Land's End is basically the same price it was at its last run. Yeah. They all finished in a bunch.
Yeah, no, I understand. All right, might be getting over his Land's End there in the Ming Dynasty. That's the first group race of the day, a Group 3. We move up a level now, Glenn, to a Group 2.
Yes, it is the Coolmore Furious Stakes for the 3-year-old fillies here. We start with a scratching English, 17 cents the win and nothing the place, and it was scratched last night. And Ronnie, we spoke about this, Riser. We pot them, but they're improving enormously, getting scratchings coming through 6:30 at night.
Yeah, they are. They've picked their game up. They've always been open to plenty of criticism, but they've reacted and they're performing.
Yeah, it was 17 cents to win nothing the place, the deduction there for English. Ottoman is a $5.50 chance. They've taken the $6.50 this morning into $5.50. Lake Geneva at 9, Look to the Stars at 21. Speak Fondly, $2.20 in favourite. Calaverite is at $15. Fireworks at 26. Perignon at 7. Serene Majesty at 6. And Capricious Spirit is a $51 chance. Well, the best supported runner here easily, even when English was in the race, was Speak Fondly. It was 360 into 260 by Thursday afternoon and has firmed again through the scratching of English. And the best back to beat it has been Ottoman, who went up 6, got to as much as 750 on Thursday night when Ronnie was tipping it up. And they've taken $6.50 this morning into $5.50.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, you've got this favourite, Speak Fondly, rolling forward. You'd think it could, control the tempo, but a little bit concerned about this bottom one, Capricious Spirit. It's certainly got plenty of gate speed. It's fresh here, trial quite well, so it could be a bit of a fly in the ointment with this favourite, but I think they'll sort it out. And then you've got runners like Serene Majesty, Lake Geneva. She can come across and take up a forward spot. And I think Ottoman, from a nice draw, is not going to get too far away. It may try and hold a spot underneath those other two. Could even finish up fourth the fence.
Yeah, I agree. All revolves around how she jumps, speak funnily. She missed the start the other day, but being only six runners in the field, they let her gather momentum up on the inside there, and she was lucky not to be chopped out of in the first bit. So all depends on how she jumps, and Capricious Spirit does have good gate speed. I really like what I see from Ottoman. I like the way she's trialled. I know she wasn't in fast time and you can get carried away, but look, she looked in a beautiful rhythm next to her stable mate there, and Exosphere that was, who's come out and won, and happy to be with her. She's on top of 8 Perignon, another one. Geez, I think she's come back well, Perignon. She's had 2 trials, the latest last Tuesday, and she seems to be going as well as she ever has. So, and they've found new Bowman there. 5, Speak Fondly, did me a good favour the other day. I just don't think it was a contest. So there was no read on the race whatsoever. They handed it to her. It was an absolute gift. But in saying that, she looked superb in the yard and raced accordingly. And best of the rest is 9, Serene Majesty, out of a soft Canterbury race midweek, but I thought she did the job in fine style. I like 2, 2, 8, 5, and 9.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ron. I'm quite a bit of an Ottoman fan. I've always liked this filly. I remember she debuted at Rose Hill, where she was never on the track. She was a really short price favourite. She got up on the line to win. She was then turned out for a little bit of a freshen up, but the 3 runs she had before going for Spell were all good. She was good in the Riesling behind English when second. Her run, I thought, in the Golden Slipper was good. And then she comes back to Randwick at a price and wins the Percy Sykes on a rain-affected track. So, look, I think if she just comes away cleanly, takes up the right spot. And I was very impressed with the trial. I thought she had plenty to offer, and that was Exosphere getting up inside her. But she was, when they both sort of let them off a notch, so they both went, and she looked to be, you know, full of running. I thought the trial was excellent. She's up in for a good campaign, and I hope she can kick it off here. 2 to beat 5, Speak Fondly. I do concede that she was gifted the lead the other day, but notwithstanding, she still managed to run 1.96. So, you know, she had a softish lead, but she was strong through the line, and she looks likely to get a nice enough run here with only one other runner contending the lead. So, and she did improve to win second up last prep, so she's still got more to offer, I would think. 6 for 3, Calverite. This is a fresh horse from the O'Shea Yard. It's had 2 cold trials. She won the Gym Crack at a price on debut, and then her run on the Line Road Plate when she was beaten less than 2 lengths by, or just on 2 lengths by Haptic. Things didn't go to plan there, but still performed well. So it's one of a bit of a price that can run fresh. And the other one I'll throw in for 4th is Lake Geneva. I don't know that she has or hasn't come up, but she's had the 2 runs now, and her best run last prep was a 3rd run back, and that was in the Golden Slipper when she was a good 3rd in the inferior ground. So I'm hoping she can improve 3rd up. I like 2 to beat 5, 6, and 3.
Darren Flindell likes Speak Fondly number 5 to beat 2, 9, and 8. 5, 2, 9, and 8 for Darren in the Furious. Next, we'll have a look at the quaddy legs at Randwick.
Dynamic Syndications, in association with Gerald Ryan, have available a flashy filly with a brilliant pedigree. Buy Snitzel, the hottest young sire in Australia, with over 300 winners, 31 stakes winners, 6 at Group 1 level, from Lauren Al-Aghi, a Group 2 winner of 11 races and stakes performed in another 6. She's also assisted a Palace Line, a dual Group 1 winner. Join the King of the Snitzels, Gerald Ryan, in racing this stunning filly. Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, Capital Debt Solutions can help you with a confidential chat about a government-legislated agreement that combines your debts into just one regular weekly repayment, interest-free, tailored to your budget. Capital Debt Solutions. Focus on a debt-free future. Their numbers, 1-300-107-155. Or go to their webpage, capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Spring Carnival Saturdays are the best on Sky Sports Radio.
21 and 21 minutes to 9 it is, and we're looking at Randwick with Ron Duffersey, Mike Fraser. We're up to the first leg of the quaddy, Glenmunsey, the Concord.
Yes, we are, Andrew, and one named after you is the toppy here, Ball of Muscle, at $3.20 in favourite. A decision time at 31, Shiraz. I'm sure the Shiraz train has left Dubbo and making its way west to Sydney. It's a $3.40 chance. Wouldn't It Be Nice at $35. Unanimously at $26. Aeronautical at $21. Craftiness at $4.40. Happy Galaxy at $51. Fell Swoop was scratched yesterday. It's running at Moonee Valley. 12 cents the win and nothing the place, the deduction there. And Atmospherical is a $4.40 chance. Well, easily the best supported runner here is Ball of Muscle. Well, when Fell Swoop was in the race as a $5.50 chance, Ball of Muscle actually went up equal second favourite here at $4.60. And it's been, well, it's got about 70% of the money on the race is on it. The rest of the money is on Shiraz.
Yeah, well, the speed in the race, this Ball of Muscle just rolls straight to the front, I think. Craftiness will come across and possibly drop in behind it. Decision time, even though coming back in distance, he's got a little bit of gate speed. He could fall into third. Then you've got Atmospherical and Shiraz. Shiraz back in distance. You know, it's not going to be too close, maybe fifth or sixth, but I think Ball of Muscle rolls straight to the front unopposed.
Yeah, he gets control, doesn't he? And once you get control in these 1,000-metre races, if you get a rest, it's bye-bye, Nurse. And I think it's the case again here today. He's 98 days off. He's had the trial. Just look at his record. He's yet to miss a place in 13 starts with 8 wins. 2 for 2 at the track and distance. Soft form's okay. Top pick. The weather's brought Shiraz into it. I was convinced he was going to be out-sprinted at 1,000 metres, but this wet's really helped his cause here now today, and he's really come of age, this preparation, this horse, and he'll be strong late. Of the others, 7 Craftiness. He has a conviction on a soft track last preparation, but he's another pride runner with a great record, and you could make a case he trialled better than Ball of Muscle, and best of the rest is Atmospherical. This is her go, 1,000 metres. She's explosive, but another one. She would have preferred a drier track. All the aces with 1 and 3 now. 1, 3, 7, 10.
Yeah, he picks himself, I think, now, pretty much for all the reasons you said. Ball of Muscle controls the tempo of the race. His fresh form is good. His track and distance form is unbeaten. He's 1, 2 from 2. The trial was nice. And just throw into the mix, Glenn Schofield's on board. I think he's been on him for 6 of his 8 wins, so no one knows this horse better than Glenn. All being equal, he just wins. I think Shiraz is the danger. He's having a terrific prep, this horse. He's 2 wins at Rose Hill. One was on the speed, one was off the pace. He went down to Flemington. Things didn't fall into place, but he found a will to win, a way to win, with his will to win. Got the job done. 28-day break, no issue. He's a horse that likes to have his run spaced. You go back through his form, he's got plenty of gaps there and continues to race well. 1 to beat 3, 7 Craftiness. I'll throw it in for third. First up, I think it's a little bit more at home on top of the ground, but does map quite nicely here. And the trial was good, as Ronnie said. You know, they both come out of that same trial. And for fourth, number 2, the Ruffy decision time. Look, he was a big price when he won last start. That was his first win in a long time. I think it was his 8th run from a very long spell. He goes back to 1,000 metres, and I went back through his form. He's had 2 runs at 1,000 metres in his life. One of them was a win here at Randwick, and the other one was a really good effort at a big price. So he's a horse that's adaptable back in distance, and the soft track, you know, won't be too much of a problem for him. 1, 3, 7, and 2.
Darren Flindell likes Atmospherical, number 10, to beat 7, 1, and 3. 10, 7, 1, and 3. We get to the big feature of the day, Glenn, and we've got a big jackpot here, a first 4 jackpot of 100,000.
Yeah, for the Tattersalls Club Chelmsford Stakes, with the favourite, the toppy, Hartnell, $3.20. Pornochet at $5. Who Shot the Barman at $41. Beaten Up at 14. Then we go Moriarty 100s, Genuba 100s, Grand Marshal 100s, Opinion 100s. Hawkspur 41, I'm Imposing 61. Precedence, who'll lead the field onto the track, at $71. Complacent at 35. Tremec at $100, $101. Kermadec at $4.40. Preferment $71. Royal Descent $4.20. And It's Somewhat is a scratching no deduction. Well, even though there's a very, very long tail in this, there's not a great deal separating in order. Pornichet, then Kermadec, then Royal Descent. And, in fact, there's $15 more on Kermadec than Royal Descent. And fourth pick is Hartnell. And there's also a market on whether or not Chris Waller will train the winner of this race here. And the boys will update that during the day. But he was actually, he was odds on to train the winner with 11 runners.
Hmm. Yeah, look, the speed in the race, or lack of speed in the race. You've got Pornichet going forward with the Royal Descent. Complacent may try and hold some sort of a spot there. And, of course, you've got the favourite Hartnell. He'll come out. It's been well documented. He's not going to go back and get caught behind all those horses that are, you know, stayers resuming. I think the good thing, too, is a lot of that speed... stayers are drawn outside him, and they're not going to apply pressure to him. So he'll be able to just come across the first 200 or 300, and he should quite easily get into a one-out-one back spot. So I think Pornichet will probably take it up from the mare.
Yeah, look, I think the four favourites may even settle 1, 2, 3, 4 here. They've got the big four jackpot here. I wonder how many people are just going to box these four favourites up. I think you might need a split to get a big dividend here, even just if something else slips into fourth. I can't get away from this horse, Hartnell. I've been brainwashed with his trials. He looked an outstanding horse last preparation, winning the BMW. I was more hot on a drier track. I know he's an import who they usually like a sting out of the ground, but just that these two of the wet tracks brought the Waller players, the starters, Kermadec and Royal Descent especially, right back into play here. Not that they weren't in play. One's on top of two, Pornichet. At least he's had a tough lead up. Like he's had where he chased Aratone, and, you know, he's had a good grounding for this, I reckon. A better grounding than the soft little runs that Kermadec and Royal Descent had just off the speed there. In saying that, they both like the going. I'm keen on one. Not as keen as I was on a dead to soft track from 2, 14, and 16.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've on 1, 16, 14, 2. I mean, these four probably, you know, they do pick themselves. I mean, three quarters of the field are stayers resuming that don't really have much hope. Pretty much for all the reasons Ronnie said, this horse, his debut in the Chipping Norton was great. I remember he got back, he ran through along the inside in the inferior ground, went a very good second to his stablemate Contributor. He then won the Sky High, he won the BMW. The trials were brilliant. If he gets into the right spot, it's pretty much good night, nurse. And his soft track form's sufficient to, you know, to warrant this short price. Well, one on top of 16, Royal Descent. Now that she's had the kill, I think that was her first win in 20 starts. But I made the point before she raced last week that she rolled along in that trial and went to the front in that trial and showed me that she sort of, you know, she had a bit of effervescence about her. So she's had that kill under her belt. Second up form is fantastic. She's gone ahead 5 from 5 second up. Her Renwick Mile form is fantastic. She's going to get a great run on the map, and she'll be very, very competitive here for sure. 14 for third, Kermadec. The first up run was good. Second up form is good. Just needs to... I'm not as bullish as Ronnie about that he's going to get into the right spot. It's a little bit of a flat spot early in the first 200 or 300 metres in his races, and he just takes that little bit of time to get going. But if he gets into the spot, he'd be competitive. And Pornichet also comes out of the same race for all the reasons Ronnie said. He did the chasing first up and, you know, acquitted himself really well, and is bound to be a lot fitter here. 1, 16, 14, 2.
Darren Flindell boxes them up. 2 Pornichet, 1, 16, and 14 the others. 2, 1, 16, and 14. We haven't got a lot of time here, guys, but
is there the roughies?
Yeah, what about a couple of others for the jackpots here, the first fours?
It's stretching a long bow, aren't you? But what are you saying, Mike?
Well, I'm just saying horses like Who Shot the Barman and co have run good races against these horses, but that's sort of getting into fourth and fifth spot. And that's probably, you know, like if he'd drawn a little better, Who Shot the Barman, I would have thought that he had a tail end as place of, you know, maybe third or fourth.
The only other possible you know, third or fourth place getters for me are the same. It's the Wild Beaten Up and Who Shot the Barman.
Okay.
So you can play the four picks to run, definitely run 1, 2, 3, and then get wider, just the roughies to run fourth only.
You could go field fourth or take a few out that you know I got none. You know, you leave Tremec out and maybe Preferment and Opinion, and who knows what happens with the rest of them.
You're throwing precedence.
Oh, precedence.
You've got to throw in complacent, the way he looked the other day.
Yeah, he looked beautiful, didn't he?
Yeah. Anyway, that's the jackpot race, and it's the Tats Club Chelmsford Stakes. The next race, Glenn, race 7, being knocked around with scratchings, obviously, this morning. First seal, a reoccurrence with the hoof problem. We'll get an MRI scan of that hoof on Monday.
Yeah, and this is the Tattersalls Club, of course, being Tattersalls Club Race Day there today. There are the naming of the Chelmsford and the Tramway. The Tattersalls Club at the Tramway Stakes, where Protectionist, the Melbourne Cup winner, is a $17 chance. Famous Seamus is out, and for some reason I haven't written the deduction down. I'll get it later. Lucia Valentina at $6.50. The same with Massini out. Hooked at 15. Rudy at 14. Flamingo Star at 9. Swayness at $8.50. I've written down the deduction for First Seal. It's 23 cents the win and 18 cents the place. Strawberry Boy out, 5 cents the win and 5 cents the place. It's Somewhat at 10. Kiramosa 41. Arabian Gold at 5. Then we go to Ecuador at 17. Gypsy Diamond is a $26 chance. Haraki at $7.50. Then we go to Malice at 26, and Sense of Occasion is a $35 chance. Well, the best supported runner here, well, there's quite a few that have been well supported here. Actually, First Seal, dollar-wise, was the best back runner, but in order of dollars invested, now of the ones left, it's Swayness first, Arabian Gold second, then we go, actually, Rudy third, Flamingo Star fourth, and Haraki fifth.
Mike? You there, Mike?
Sorry, guys. I just had the button turned off. A little bit of the pressure's come out of this race with the scratching of Strawberry Boy and Messine, but I think Ecuador will roll forward. I think Hooked doesn't have many options but to roll forward from that wide alley. Malice will hold its spot. It's Somewhat. Obviously, it's going to go forward and finish in the first three or four. And the Queenslander Rudy from a wide draw is likely to sort of roll forward and want to get into some sort of a spot. I think it's a tiny bit up in the air, but they're the ones I've got going forward, Ron.
Yeah, tricky. I had Hooked probably going, probably more, well, it's funny to say, but I'm probably more forward when his stablemate was in the race than with now that she's not in it. He's not going to be so aggressive, but he'll naturally be on speed. Ecuador is probably the obvious, and I'm hoping Blake Shin goes forward on Arabian Gold here because I can't see a lot of pressure up front. I like her, Arabian Gold. I think she's set up beautifully to run well for first up for a new stable, Gay. I thought she's been very good at the trials, and look at her wet form. It's pretty good. A little query on her fresh form, but new environment, new stable, new training regime. I'm just putting that out the window as far as that stat's concerned. Comfortable to be with her. Geez, I want to back this horse, Haraki.
Didn't give you a savage leg up for it.
He threw a bucket of ice water on me a few times this morning, actually. I'm hot on the Godolphin team today, and this was one horse I really wanted to be on. I thought he did a great job getting through to the Derby last preparation. His two Hawkesbury trials are great. He's right in this race. He's fit, but doesn't sound like he is. Like I said, gelded this preparation. Caulfield Cup. What price is he in the Caulfield Cup? If you could just look up for me, Glenn.
I'll look that up for you, Ronnie. And there's no deduction for those other two runners, of course, Famous Seamus and Messini, because they're replaced by the emergencies.
That's right. Three, Lucia Valentino, last year's winner, comes right into this race now, if she has any luck, and just needs a bit of tempo up front to suit her, but the wet has certainly enhanced her chances, and best of the rest is Swayness. Flamingo Star seems well fancied. Chris is saying Epsom. A big yard watch here is It Somewhat. If he comes in looking an improved horse today, to think, you know, he nearly ran favourite in the Warwick Stakes first up. This is a terrific race. 13, 16, 3 and 8.
This is clearly the hardest race of the day. I've got it sort of like $9 the field at the market that I did. As a consequence, I've gone with this Queenslander from Helen Page's yard, Rudy. I thought his effort first up at Doomben was good. From an awkward draw, he went, well, not from an awkward draw, he finished up three wide up on the speed from a reasonable draw, battled on really well. He's not a horse that's it's got first up form. His second up form is much, much better. He's won three times second up, and his other two second up runs were full of merit with excuses. I think if he can get across into a good spot, and there's no denying he is one of the better wet trackers at today's meeting. Lean towards Rudy to beat the eight, Swain S. First up, his fresh form is good. He's won twice fresh. And his other fresh run, he was beaten a lip by Hallowed Crown in the Hobartville. His wet track form is good. He's going to get back. Needs run on stuff to suit, but I think he's there to run well. 13, Arabian Gold. Now, she's a good closer fresh. I'm not sure whether the going forward is a good thing or a bad thing, but the trials were good. She loves the wet. She can be competitive for the new stable. And for fourth, number 11, it's somewhat, as Ronnie said, he got very messy pre-race first up on the Warwick Stakes. Didn't feature at all. This is a much easier grade of race, although there's plenty of competition in it. It just needs to get into the right spot, and if his manners are a lot better, well, Ronnie will give us a guide there with his mounting yard mail. He can be competitive for sure. 6, 8, 13, 11.
For Darren Flindell, it's 6 as well, Rudy, to beat 7, go 13 Darren. And 16. Here you go, Darren.
That dividend form's pretty strong, isn't it? That doesn't look a race that Rudy ran in last time, but look, I know where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's a $6.50 chance today in the 7th, which is the open handicap at Doomben, Dividend. James Ormond to ride, 2 off of the 59 to carry 57, only goes up 3.5 kilos for winning.
Mm. Righto. Well, Darren's numbers 6, 7, 13 and 16, and what price Hierarchy?
$17 it is in the Caulfield Cup. For some reason, the Caulfield Guineas, the Caulfield Cup, the 1,000 Guineas and the Cox Plate and the Melbourne Cup are all suspended at the moment. I don't know whether the boys having another look at it or what they're doing. It could have been an oversight that for some reason someone suspended them overnight, because the Sydney features are all still open, the Metrop, the Epsom and the Spring Champion, but the Melbourne features are suspended.
Right, well, let's have a look at
the mirror, Andrew, and look into it.
Let's have a look at it at the last at 4 minutes to nine. Start wondering, would have been a reshaped market here.
I'll tell you what, it is, but the last is the TAB supports the Jockeys Trust Handicap, and they are now a major sponsor of the National Jockeys Trust. TAB there, where Celtic Prince in the last is a $21 chance. Forget at $5.50. Saddler's Lake is at $5. Mia Mira is out, and no deduction there for Mia Mira running yesterday. Ballet Suite at $5.50. Bohemian Lily is at $3.70. Candelara's at 11. Wine Tales is out, no deduction. Start Wondering, 32 cents the win and nothing the place, a deduction there. Miss Tenpin's out, no deduction. Bold Circle, $4.40. Scratch the bottom two. Marple Miss was 10 cents yesterday, and Ruling Dynasty, 0. Well, it's hard to actually find a runner here now. Best back runner dollar wise now is Forget in front of Bohemian Lily, but there's basically nearly all the same investment on every runner that's left.
Yeah, well, you're talking about finding a runner to try and find a leader.
Mm.
I mean, that's scratched.
What's happened here?
Yeah, well, three of the scratchings were going to be running 1, 2, 3 in the run. So, look, as it stands, I'm left with Saddler's Lake from Barrier 1. It's going to fall into a forward position. And I thought maybe Candelara first up. At 1400, it may go ahead, and of course, I think Bohemian Lily, the other one with Blake Shin on board, he's always positive, and maybe Forget after that. But I struggled a bit with the map here, Ron.
Impossible. I won't even attempt the map because I'll get it wrong. Candelara has been a front runner in staying races. They're mainly staying races here, staying horses here. So who knows what's going to happen? Maybe Forget will go more forward. He's a fit horse, but I suppose he does have 60 kilos. I like Bohemian Lily. I was going to tip her to beat Start Wondering anyway. I'm just a little concerned with a sit sprint race. Who's going to adapt the best out of these nice stayers? Hopefully it's her. Like the way she's come up. I like the fact she's had two trials and she's got that Queensland residual fitness on her side. She's on top of Saddler's Lake, similar situation. Looked really sharp at the trials. He's in for a good prep. Wet's okay. 11 Bold Circle, a little bit better off at the weights today, and gets his chance at his peak. And how can you knock this horse? Forget, he just continues to run nice races. Keep an eye on this Celtic Prince. I reckon he's come up really well, and I don't know whether he could do something today.
The trials were great.
Trials are fantastic, but just that huge weight. 6, 3, 11, and 2.
Yeah, look, once again, with the scratchings and the lack of speed here, I think sort of, you know, things are up in the air. I've gone with Bjorn Baker's mare, Candelara, here. I just, you know, I know it's well short of her best, but she's first up. But look, a fresh form, she's been placed only once in three fresh appearances, but they were all on, to my way of thinking, unsuitable distances on dry tracks. I think she's a wet track horse. The two trials are really nice. And I think if she can fall into a forward position there, by default, she's going to be in the right spot to run a good race. Not a lot of confidence, but I'm going to lean towards her over Ballet Suite. I thought the trials were so-so, but I've always had a high opinion of this horse. As I say, it's a bit of a wait and see as opposed to the trials, because she trialled really well last preparation and raced well fresh. She's a sort of off-pacer that's going to get to the line strongly. You know, as I say, I think she's probably the best horse in the race, but I'm just slightly concerned about the trials. 7 to beat 5, 2 Forget continues to race really well, gets through the ground, absolutely no knock on the horse at all. It's got a massive fitness edge on a lot of runners in this race. And 3 Saddlers Lake, throw it in for third. First up here, the trial was good. Look for it to be running on fresh, and its soft track form is not too bad. 7, 5, 2, and 3.
And for Darren Flindell, it's 7 as well. Candelaria, you've been together the last couple. 7 on top to beat 3, 11, and 1. 7, 3, 11, and 1. Darren's best is Canny Essent, race 3, number 9. What about you, Mike?
I've got no idea. I've got no idea.
That's tattooed on your forehead.
Oh, easy rabbit. I tell you what, I've just had a bad thing here. I've just been sitting here and looked up at the screen. I've just been watching a replay of Formline, looking at Glenn's big head on that 60-inch screen. It's not good.
Nah. All right, so you're going to sit on the fence apart from your tips.
Don't get jealous because you're not allowed on it. Only as a replacement.
I noticed that. Yeah.
What about you, Ron?
Look, I'm wearing the big bold blue tie today, the Godolphin blue. I'm going to be all over them all day. Hartnell, although I'm thinking I'm going to get a better price than we think today with Hartnell, now that we've got a wet track and whatever. So Hartnell and, at the odds, Ottoman in race 4. They're the two I like.
Righto, so 4-2 and 6-1 for Ron, who will be, of course, on the telly and on the radio right through the afternoon with all the late mail. And, of course, tomorrow morning on Thoroughbred Weekly, our brand-new show at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, out to 3:40 already, Ronnie Hartnell, and Royal Descent into 3:90.
I can just see them backing the other three there, and considering the circumstances.
Yeah. I missed Michael. Did you walk the track, and where did you think the best part would be?
I did walk the track. I thought it was... I didn't think it was really dominant in any way. I thought the fence would be fine, and that they could make ground down the outside as long as they sort of didn't come out until about the 250. I thought it was a little bit soft out wide early in the straight.
All right, thanks a lot, Mike.
Cheers, boys.
Good on you, mate. And Ron, will hear you through the afternoon.
Thanks, Andrew.
Ron Duffersey there. Glenn Munsey to stick around, but at 3 after 9, let's go to Dallas Baker from puntershow.com.au. And Dallas, a brand new web page and stacks of new things going into the spring.
Yeah, absolutely, Andrew. Thanks for your time again this morning. We've spent a bit of time in the off-season basically changing the Punter Show into what the vision always was, is to be not just the hub of great products, but also the hub of great information that people can go and access for free, really focusing in on the theories of the professional punting world and from people who just like having a bet, really getting their teeth into the form and learning from some of the absolute rock stars of the professional punting industry. So we've developed it for those who haven't been back to see the new site. It's a totally different world with lots of articles, lots of information, lots of extra videos. So it's a real hub of information now, and it looks pretty good, Andrew. We're pretty happy with the job the IT boys have done on it, that's for sure.
Yeah, no, for sure. And the one key going into the spring, whether you're going there for the first time or you're a regular, you can grab one of these products for free over the weekend.
Absolutely, Andrew. We've been for the last few years, we've been spruiking up all of the products, whether it's ProBet Alive, whether it's Mounting Yard Mail, any of the other services all around the country, the Race Speed Profiles, John McLeod in Brisbane, all of those. But what we thought is a good idea is we've been talking about them for a while and people have probably been thinking about it. All you've got to do is just go to the site. On the top of the page is a free trial tab that you just click, and any one of our products, whether some are valued at $99 for the day, others $33 for the mounting yard mail or whatever, you can just grab for free. So you give yourself a free trial. The easiest way to do it is just to go and have a look at the site, puntershow.com.au. Have a look around. There's a stack of articles that will help you on your ways punting, and all the information about the products is there. So you might want to get your information straight from the yard, from either Glenn Pollard in Sydney or Warren Huntley in Melbourne or any of the other professional products, which have been on fire of late, Andrew. We really have had a great start to the spring. So you might as well try them out, pick your product, have a free go, and hopefully start the line in the spring, sand spring meeting on the right note with a free product from the Punter Show.
Yeah, for sure. So the web page, it's a brand new look for you, puntershow.com.au. Go to it this morning, have a look, have your chance at one of those Punter Show products. You can click on it for free. There's a brand new page there that you can go to as well. Good on you, Dallas. Good luck today.
Thanks for your time, Andrew, and good luck to everyone.
More details, as I say, at puntershow.com.au.
If you're taking your favourite girl out tonight to a friend's celebration, don't forget the Windy Peak, a very acceptable wine at a most affordable price. Everyone's favourite, Windy Peak Wine by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
Now, Warunga, low-hanging wires on the Pacific Highway near Ingham Road. That's affecting all traffic at the moment. Take it easy up there. Beecroft turf and soil on Pennant Hills Road and the M2. Now, if you're westbound, watch out for that. M5 still on the anchors between King George's Road and the tunnels if you run to the airport or city. Now, if you're heading to the airport, all clear on Marsh Street and Airport Drive around the International. Domestic looking good too. And at Chatswood, the Willoughby Street Fair is on today. Various roads around the concourse are closed till 8 o'clock tonight. And at Alfords Point, back burning on Alfords Point Road till around about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Now, that could affect northbound traffic. Last minute gifts for Dad at Dick Smith, 31.5-inch HD LED LCD TV, just $278. Ends Monday. T's and C's apply. I'm Dennis Lee, Sky Sports Radio.
An enormous jackpot has landed. Today, there's a $100,000 first four jackpot on the Chelmsford Stakes at Royal Randwick. That's right, a $100,000 first four jackpot. Plus, tomorrow, there's a $10,000 Big Six jackpot on the Saddle Up Sunday meeting at Moree. So get your mates together and have a crack at your local tab. Tab.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
Now, you can aim and name your own trackside race. That's right. You can name your own trackside race. Visit tabtrackside.com.au to enter today. It's available to New South Wales, Victoria, and ACT residents only. Gamble responsibly.
Spring Carnival Saturdays are the best on Sky Sports Radio.
Time to look at Moonee Valley in Melbourne, and they've got an overcast day there. The tracks are good for with a penetrometer of 4.64. The scratchings, races 1 and 2 are clear. The third takeout, 5, 16, 17 and 18. Race 4, number 8. Race 5, 14 and 16. Race 6, takeout 2, 7, 16 and 17. Now, in race 7, take note, Big Memory number 9 is the late one on Vets. Race 7, number 9, Big Memory. Race 8, take out 8, 13 and 15. And race 9, 2, 5, 8 and 17. As we say, good morning to Dean Lester.
Morning, Andrew.
How's the Valley look? Rail back into the true.
Yeah, look, I think it's a tricky meeting. I think there's just little queries on a few of the races. So I'll be sort of treading a little bit warily, but hopefully we can find a few winners.
All right. Mark Hunter, how's the Valley look for you?
Morning, Andrew. Yeah, I'm with Dean. I think it's a tricky meeting. Hopefully a couple of value chances can lob and get us clear for the day.
All right, let's get moving. The first with Glenn Munsey here from TAB. Glenn at $12.25.
Yeah, we've got Del Piero here at $6.50. Kentucky Flyer favourite, $3.70. Sohul at $7. Lightning Bell at $10. Scadden's Run, $11. Voldemort is a $4.80 chance. Palios at $17. Euston Road at $7. And Polish Tiger is a $14 chance. The best supported run, dollar-wise, here is Kentucky Flyer. has been $5 into $3.70. The best back to beat it down the bottom there, Euston Road, is actually a drifter, 6 out to 7. Third most popular runner is School, who's been 5 out to 6.50.
Yep.
But the best firmer has been Voldemort here, so the boys must have had a severe realignment of its chances because it's been 8 into $4.80, and it's the least most popular runner.
Okay, well, Dean, how do you see the first?
Yeah, Andrew, I think it's a tricky race. I'm going to go with Sahul, who I thought won okay on debut, and then its second run I thought was against the older horses, only limited sort of form reference, but I thought it ran okay. And back to its own age group here, I'm going to go with 3 to beat 2, Kentucky Flyer. Didn't mind his win first up at Cranbourne. 4, Lightning Bell, when the blinkers replied, liked the way he hit the line at Echuca. It was quite an arrogant win on the line. I think he can measure up. And next best, number 9, Polish Tiger, who got back on that very much biased track at Seymour last start. And I think the longer trip will suit him, but certainly no firm opinion here. 3, 2, 4, 9.
Yeah, and that's a race where I think every horse can win. I'm going outside that 4. I'm tipping number 5, Skadden Run, who I thought the win at Bairnsdale was just outstanding against the older horses. Sat back last, went around every horse, made a long run, and just kept on coming. I think it's a nice stayer in the making. Gate 1, no spoil. We'll have to go back and probably do the same thing to beat number 4, Lightning Bell. Terrific win last start. It's going to get stronger as the races get longer. It's got a great chance. 8, Euston Road, I thought was a good fourth on debut. Probably not as impressive when it won, but got a chance. And 2, Kentucky Flyer, who's just got to cope with the distance rise. 5, 4, 8, and 2.
5, 4, 8, and 2. And I'll give you Greg Miles's tips in just a moment. I'm just getting those coming through now. Glenn, let's look at race 2 here.
Okay, Andrew. Spirit of Heaven here in the second is a $7 chance. Let Me Down Gently at 6. Now, does that make it favourite? I'll scroll down. Yes, it does. $6 at the field here. Her Story at $11. Bet You She Rocks at $41. Bring a Ring at $26. Vincent's Thirst at $17. Shadow of the Mist at $13. Zantika, $14. Boogalicious at $35. Magna Slipper, $12. Princess Hussy, $15. Spanish Love, $21. Holy Cow, $11. Oak Park Goblet, $11. And Moss Beat is a $6.50 chance. Well, you've got to look right down to the bottom there for the most popular runner. It is Moss Beat. And just having a look at open $10, which went up 7 this morning, is now $6.50. But they line up behind it. Not a great deal between Spirit of Heaven, Her Story, Vincent's Thirst, and Holy Cow.
Mark, race 2.
Yeah, I'm down some roughies here. Hostile tip number 11, Princess Hussy, who I thought was a good win at Bendigo. Then they rode it forward last start to suit the barrier and the pattern. It ran very well. I think from the gate here, it'll have to drift back, but I think it goes best that way. To beat number 2, Let Me Down Gently, who's the best horse in the race. It's drawn wide. It'll probably press forward, just need some luck. 12, Spanish Love, I thought ran well, fresh. Probably ridden too close the other day. It can improve. And at massive odds, number 9, Boogalicious, who's hard and fit, coming back in trip. If they ride it quietly, it'll be running on 11, 2, 12, and 9.
Yeah, it's a tricky race. I'm going with Spirit of Heaven, who I think's been running well, and I just don't think she's actually been wound right up. I think even though she's had 5 runs in, looking at her pre-race, she still didn't look like an absolute winner 2 weeks ago. I hope she's just tightened up that little bit more, and I'm going to go with her to beat 8 Zantika, who I think's the most promising horse in the race. She's better known as a stayer. Her first up runs have been at 1,400 in the past. She kicks off at a 1,600 here, which interests me. Let Me Down Gently's come up really well. She's very tough and genuine. And 11, Princess Hussy, I agree. I think she'll turn the tables on those that beat her at Sandown last start. I've got her next best, but I'll put them in 1, 8, 2 and 11.
In the second, Greg Miles likes the 13, Holy Cow, to beat 7, 15 and 2. 13, 7, 15 and 2. And back in the first for Greg, he likes 6 to beat 5, 2 and 9. 6, 5, 2 and 9. Race 3, Glenn, at Moonee Valley over the 1,500.
Yeah, upbeat here is a $51 chance. Lux of Fortune, 81. Lever Action, $6.50. Strong Hand, $3 and favourite. High Church is out. Master Reset 7, Bakila 16, Boom Time at 14, So Does He at 6, Sugar Rush 21, Air Align 31, Bon Rocket at 9, Razzle Dazzle Rock 17, Refectory at 51, Grand Saiwan at 31, and put the line through the bottom three. Best supported runner here easily is Strong Hand, went up 350. It's actually 320 into $3 this morning. Best supported to beat it is Razzle Dazzle Rock, coming back down from Sydney, although it's a drifter 13 out to 17 with the support for Strong Hand.
Righto, Dean, race three.
Andrew, I'm going with Strong Hand. The one thing he's doing is winning, and the one thing his rivals haven't been doing of late is winning. So I think he's only going to maintain that form, and he's going to be hard to beat. Master Reset did start his career with four consecutive wins and then just tapered off at the end, probably tried over further. Looks to have trialled okay. Lever Action will lead. He'll make his own luck and give a good sight. And Bakila ran fourth in the Derby at the end of his last campaign behind Mongolian Khan, and he's had a quiet trial kicking off here. He's got a bit more scope than a lot of these. Look for him to be running on 4.637.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's either Strong Hand or I don't know where to go. I'm just hoping from gate two that it can use So Does He to stay off the fence. Jordan Childs rides today. As Dean said, it's a winner, and it's the one to beat. I agree that I think number seven, Bakila, is the danger. Pat Carey, he can bob up at the Valley at big odds, and Bakila's trialled all right. Eight, Boom Time, good form in WA, coming across here for Peter Moody, and 13, Razzle Dazzle Rock, who's going okay. 4, 7, 8, and 13.
Four's also the fancy for Greg Miles to beat 13, 3, and 6. 4, 13, 3, and 6. Race four, David Van Dyke sent down the toppy here, Glenn, Prince Cherie.
Yeah, been a while since he had a run, and he basically had 12 months off before that. Hasn't run since the Hawkesbury Cup, and he's an $8.50 chance here for a good mate of mine, Angelo Vasili. Streets Away at $14, Chance to Dance, or Chance to Dance, at $19. The United States at $3.40 in favourite. On Piccolo at $5.50, Mujadale 41, Lord of Brazil 19, Garud is out, Electric Fusion 31, Abasso at $7.50, Pacific Heights at $5.50, Initiator at $81, and Baron Archer is an $11 chance. Well, good support here for the United States. He was a winner here at the Valley at his last start. He's got four times the amount of money on him than any other runner. He's been $4 into $3.40 here. The best back to beat it, not a struck match between On Piccolo and, funnily enough, Mujadale, who's been $41 right the way. Sorry, not Mujadale, I'm looking at Lord of Brazil, sorry, who's a drifter. He went up 21, was 16 earlier today, and he's out to 19, but he's second pick.
Okay, the United States, can he do it again here for Lloyd Williams, Mark?
He's got a great chance, Andrew, but I think there's a terrific each-way bet here, number 13, Baron Archer. I think this horse has improved a lot since joining the Wes Hunter stable. Terrific run two starts ago. Had a little setback going into that last run. Was ridden accordingly. I thought it finished the race off nicely. Should be much fitter for that. A terrific bet each way at double-figure odds to beat number four, the United States. He's a good win first up. He can only be fitter. He's got a great chance again. Five on Piccolo. Looks to be the leader. It should have too much pace early for Mujadale. Should get a nice run. And 10, Abasso weaving through, racing consistently. 13 each way for me from 4, 5 and 10.
Yeah, I think the trick to this race is that the United States, it's the first time we've seen him second up in Australia. He's had the previous preparations where he's just had the one run and put away and had issues, but we get to see him second up into a campaign. Now, he might go better. He might be looking for further. That's the little challenge if you back him, but I'm going to go with him. I think he looked magnificent pre-race at Moonee Valley, and he ran right to that. Streets Away, I think he's the one that might be the improver here. He's had three runs in from a long spell. He's looked great all preparation, but not wound right up. I think with three runs under his belt, he should be closer to his peak fitness and gets the claim today. Ten Abasso's holding his form well, and then one Prince Cherie. So I'll put them in 4, 2, 10, and 1, Andrew, but for mine, it's a bit of the United States, or it's pretty open.
Okay. Greg likes the United States number four to beat 1, 10, and 11. 4, 1, 10, and 11. Race five, one of the first features, the Atlantic Jewel for the three-year-old fillies. Dean Yendall goes on 10 Sweet Redemption here for Gabe Waterhouse.
Pasadena Girl here, I think she's still favoured in 1,000 guineas, as a $5 chance and second pick at that price. Jamaica at 12, Sagarone at 12, Haybar 51, Grisby's Run 61, Stay With Me $4.80 favourite. Lazumba 14, Don't Doubt doubt Marley at 8. Don't doubt Mama at 35. Be good if they fight the finish out. Sweet Redemption, $6.50. Alvidia at 100s. Just One Moment, 21. Batawea at 7. Hella Flyer is out. Inner City Girl at 21. And Young Amazon is a scratching. Really even betting race this. Pasadena Girl's the best supported runner dollar-wise, but she's a drifter. 4 out to 440 this morning, now 5. Second pick dollar-wise is Stay With Me. Third pick is actually Inner City Girl, then Sweet Redemption and Batawea.
Okay, if you're being speculative.
Yeah, good betting race, is.
Yeah. All right, Dean, which way for you in the Atlantic Jewel?
I like Stay With Me, Andrew, number 6. I think she's quite a good filly. She was beaten by Pasadena Girl in her first campaign down the straight, and then luckless in a lead-up to the slipper. Resumed with just a little confidence-boosting win at Pakenham. I think she can measure up here. Pasadena Girl is one of our gun fillies. Resumes has had a trial. I think she'll be better with this run under her belt, but she can be very strong late. Don't doubt Marley was outstanding in the Croisette behind Petite Falouze and was running very quick time, and I'm trusting that form will be solid. She's second up off a short break, but should be competitive. And 13, Batawea, only won a maiden last start, but has improved with every run. 6-1, 8 and 13.
Yeah, same top tip for me, and same reasons, number 6, Stay With Me. Just that the boo down the straight against Pasadena Girl and Jamaica was terrific. Not much luck in Sydney. Bolted in first up. Just got that race fitness edge to beat number 2, Jamaica. She's a beauty. You can see numbers 1, 2 and 6 all coming down the middle of the track here. Jamaica will be back off them, following them and charging. 1, Pasadena Girl, terrific horse resuming, and 13, Batawea, who bolted in last start, but this is a much harder race. I'll go 6, 2, 1 and 13.
Greg Miles goes Pasadena Girl number 1 to return a winner to beat 6, 8 and 15. 1, 6, 8 and 15.
Yeah, she's actually the $7 equal favourite in the 1,000 guineas with Alaskan Rose. And Stay With Me, where the boys have both tipped, is a $15 chance currently in the 1,000 guineas. Those markets have all reopened, Andrew.
Righto. To race number 6, they've scratched Gregor's for next week, but Fast and Rocking is there for Hayes and Dabernick.
Yeah, and Michael Walker, isn't he on fire? Michael Walker, a $10 chance the toppy, Fast and Rocking. Gregors is out. Griante at 11. Scream Machine at 41. Muvava Manhattan at 41. Solsay 31. Rose of Choice out. Chivalry at $8.50. Fell Swoop, Matty Dale's shipped into Melbourne, scratched him from Randwick. He's the $2.40 favourite. Galaxy Pegasus $6.50. Pilly's Wish at 17. Tansy 31. Beachfront 51. Just Magical 16. Fast Cash at 12. And put the pen through the bottom two. Well, he's easily the best supported runner here, Phil Swoop. Well, with Gregors in the race, Gregors went up as a $5 chance, and Phil Swoop went up $3.80. So he'd been well supported anyway. He's still sort of 65% of the money on the race is on Phil Swoop, although he's out of touch this morning, 230 out to 240. Best back to beat it dollar-wise is actually Pilly's Wish, and it's a drifter as well. Third pick dollar-wise is Griante.
Okay, Mark, which way for you in race 6?
Up the top for me, number 1, Fast and Rocking. I think the way it looks, a busy enough race for Fast and Rocking to drift back off midfield. I thought it ran well first up without much luck. It'll be fitter. I don't mind the barrier draw to beat number 9, Fell Swoop, who, if there's a query, it's probably a strong 1,200 metres, but going to be very hard to beat. 10, Galaxy Pegasus, has come back from a spell in good fashion, judging by its jump outs. And 15, Fast Cash, who's going to get a long way back, will need every bit of 1,200 metres, but should be joining in late. 1, 9, 10 and 15.
Yeah, I thought this was a tricky race. I'm going to go with 9, Fell Swoop. I just think as long as he's, he lands first 4 or 5 comfortably, doesn't overdo it, he should run the 1,200. Chivalry sprints well fresh. He's trialled up nicely for this. I think he'll run well. Fast and Rocking, I like the wide draw for him. I like him with a bit of room, and I think he'll run well. And I'll put in 10 Galaxy Pegasus first up off a spell. Looks to have trialled okay. But, another pretty even race. 9, 8, 1 and 10.
Greg Miles likes the 9 as well. Fell Swoop to beat 3, 1 and 15. 9, 3, 1 and 15. This is Sky Sports Radio. We're previewing Moonee Valley with Dean Lester and Mark Hunter. And the Dardo Tan Chin Nam is the next of our features, Glenn, at Group 2. Late scratching here of Big Memory, number 9.
Yes, of course, we've got the tribute to Bart Cummings at Randwick with the Bart Cummings Ming Dynasty, saintly coming to the races. And here we are, the feature race in Melbourne is the Dardo Tan Chin Nam. them. They're all aligning there, the big three involved with Saintly. And Darren Biedman will be at Randwick, the rider of Saintly. But Fortella here in the Dardo is a $14 chance. Ethiopia at $151. Mourinho at $6. Contributor, odds on favourite at $1.80. The Cleaner, $5.50. Banker Mo, $81. Dibiani at $11. Bagman at $21. Big Memory, the late scratching there. Galante at $61. Kenjawood at $21. And No Tricks is $100. Well, there's more money invested on the Cleaner than there is on Contributor. Now, he went up evens on Monday, the Contributor. Of course, the new thing from Tab here, putting up the feature races off the noms on Monday. But there was a bet this morning on the Cleaner, a significant bet there, which took him past the investment on Contributor. Mourinho only sits about 1,500 behind them, and the rest are tailed off.
Obviously, here, Dean, the Cleaner leads up. Kenjawood goes forward. Is there others?
I think that's about it, Andrew. As in with the Cleaner leading, he didn't go that hard at Caulfield. I'm expecting him to go a bit harder here, and I think the interesting part in the first 400 metres will be if Mourinho goes straight down to the rail crossing Contributor, that makes him three back the fence now that he's drawn one after the late scratching, or does he try and hold his spot so that he can get up behind the Cleaner when he makes his run? So it'll be a little bit tactical what's happening behind the Cleaner, but you're right, he's the leader.
Who wins?
I think Contributor wins. I think he's the best horse in the race. He's an absolute A-grade Group 1 horse, and for that reason, I think he should be too good for this field. He just needs the right run at them. I've liked his trials in recent weeks. Mourinho's just established himself as an absolute terrific Group 2 weight for age horse. He's got to make the next step in time. He's up against a Group 1 horse today in Contributor. But in the last 8 months, he's won three Group 2 weight for age races, and this is his best track. And that's the challenge for Contributor. He's up against two really good Mooney Valley horses, and the other one being the Cleaner, who was really good first up. And he'll make his own luck again. He seems to really rally for Kello. And Fortella, who's hasn't won at the Valley, but he ran third in this race last year and fourth and fifth in the past two Cox Plates. So he gets around this track very well also. So I think Contributor win because he's too good. But they'll make him earn it, 4 from 3, 5 and 1.
I've got the same first four, the same order, and no different reasons. I think Dwayne, even if he's three back, the way the Cleaner rolls along, they should open up. He'll get into the clear and should be too good to beat number three, Mourinho. He's just a beauty. He'll be box seat. He'll look the winner. He loves the Valley. Five, the Cleaner, fitter for that first up run, going to give you a great sight. And one, Fortella, ducking and diving from the back, sure to be running on. 4, 3, 5 and 1.
And for Greg Miles, 4 as well, Contributor to beat 1, 7 and 3. 4, 1, 7 and 3. The other feature here, Glenn, the Group 2 is race 8.
Just got that cough out of the way there. The toppy here, Chautauqua, on the drift, now $2.40, but retains favouritism. Flamberge at 5, it is written 21. Curo, the Tab Rewards horse, and good luck to those people sharing in the ownership today of Curo at Mooney Valley. Remember, your Tab Rewards, you got the opportunity to part-own some of our stable runners there. The quarterback, good luck, Dino, $26. I'm All the Talk at 26, Tycoon Tara, 41. Miss Steele is out. Sweet Emily, 81. Clashina, 100s. Written Dash, 100s. Systonic, 950. Headwater, out. Furnaces, 550. And Parcel won't be delivered today. It's a scratching. Albeit he's a drifter, he's $2 out to $2.40, Chautauqua. He's got 33% of the money invested on him in total in the race, but he's on the drift. Curo has been $9 into, well, he was $6.50 earlier today. He's gone to $7. He's the second most popular runner. And the third most popular runner is down the bottom there in Furnaces. After as much as $9 was bet about it, it's steady at the $5.50 this morning.
Righto, Dean, how does the speedy 1,000-metre circuit set up here?
Yeah, Andrew, just looking at that, I think that Sweet Emily from Barrier 1 will be very keen to hold her spot. She most times begins pretty well, and she'll be keen to be there, but I'm All the Talk coming across from 8. And then you've got Curo, Furnaces. Will he try and use his lightweight like Curocio did to win this race a few years ago? And Flamberge will be prominent as well. So, as you'd hope for in a good class 1,000-metre race, it looks good speed.
Mark, which way for you in the McEwen?
I think he's the best of the day, Andrew. Number one, Chautauqua. He's got a lap on them. They should run along. I like the barrier draw. He's got galloping room. He won't get held up. He'll just come into the race and he'll be too good. I think number two, Flamberge, will sit behind them. stretched Chautauqua all the way first up last time in. I think it's got a great place chance. 4 Curo looks to have trialled well for the new stable, and 12 Systonix trialled well, yet to show it's up to this grade, but going to be there for a long way. I think one's a good thing from 2, then 4 and 12.
Yeah, I agree. I think he'll win Chautauqua. I think his trials have been terrific. I think it's a great draw for him, as opposed to there was a thought that it may not be ideal. I think he can just blend into the race there, and I think he'll just get over the top of these and be too good. Flamberge ran very close to him in the Rubiton Stakes, but to be fair, Chautauqua only got out with about 150 to go that day and still nabbed him. I think he'll beat him again, so I'm going 1 from 2. Putting in Furnaces for third, resuming. I think he's trialled up okay, and Curo likewise has trialled quite nicely for the new stable. 1, 2, 14 and 4.
And for Greg Miles, it's 2 Flamberge to beat 1, 14 and 4. 2, 1, 14 and 4. And Moonee Valley completes at 20 past 5.
Yeah, and we've got Almond Quith here at the toppy at $5.50 and makes it second pick. Foundry is out. It's a Him, $7.50. Renew at $61. Diametric is a scratching. Our Voodoo Prince at $8. Lord Durante at $9. Dan Chai is out. Digitalism, I nearly got it right, at $8. Shenzhou Seeds, favourite, at $4.80. Turner Bayou at 51, Corrigio 21, Dumaran at 26, Wexford Town 26, Albanetti at 8, Prism at 15, Diagon is a scratching, and Stellarized a $41 chance. Probably the quietest betting race of the day so far. The best supported runner dollar wise here is Albanetti, but it's a drifter, 7 out to 8. Second pick would be It's a Him. Third pick would be Almond Quith, and Shenzhou Steeds rolls in fourth.
All right, Dean, the one and the last. What are you favouring?
Oh, gee, this is...
the get-out.
I think Moonee Valley have got a morbid sense of humour putting this on as the last race. Luckily, we've got probably 2 trim-up legs in the middle of the quaddie, because I think you've got to go wide here. I'm going 15 Albanetti. She's ready to win. Hopefully, that'll be the pattern running on later in the day. She can get to the outside and run home, as opposed to last start where she wasn't suited by the pattern. Shenzhou Steeds won that race last start. He's in good form. He can run well again. Our Voodoo Prince now with Darren Weir got back to confidence boosting win last start narrowly at Caulfield, and I've put in It's a Him. I think he's just about ready. Might need this run, but I think Patrick Payne's got him ticking over pretty well. 15, 10, 6 and 3.
Same topic here, number 15, Albanetti, who, as Dean said, the pattern last start was just against. Surely you'll be able to run on today to beat number 6, our Voodoo Prince. He'll be back and be strong at the finish. I'll throw number 12, Correggio, into the mix. It's got no weight. It's fitter for a few runs back. And 16, Prism, doesn't win very often, but going to be running on somewhere in the money. 15, 6, 12 and 16.
15 on top down there, Albanetti. All right, Greg Miles likes 1 to beat 3, 10 and 6. 1, 3, 10 and 6. They're the 9 races for the Valley. What's your best, Mark?
Chautauqua, race 8, number 1, the best. And the Value, race 4, number 13, Baron Archer.
Race 4, number 13, the Value. Good luck today, mate.
Thank you.
That's Mark Hunter. What about you, Dean?
Andrew, I like Stay With Me each way in race 5, number 6, and I think Contributor will win the feature, the Dado Tan Chin Nam, race 7, number 4.
There are the features there for Moonee Valley from Dean Lester, the first at 12.25. And Dean, a few of your tips off form line for Sydney aren't running today.
Which is good, Andrew, because once the rain came, I was hoping they'd come out. So I was more than happy to see them scratch, to be honest. But the one I didn't tip, because he wasn't in the field, but he is now, is Haraki in race 7. And Duff gave him a mention on form line.
John was really down playing today.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's just a really interesting runner to me. I think Arabian Gold has had the 2 trials, and she's a good wet tracker, so she now, I think she was my second tip, so she's now the top tip. But I'll be watching Haraki. If he developed into a Caulfield Cup chance, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
as we said, $17 in the Caulfield Cup, and Arabian Gold now favourite for the tramway there, $4.80 favourite.
Okay, yeah, he said
Haraki's got an $8 chance.
Long prep to go. There's a lot of improvement to come. He was a bit cautious on a couple this morning, but he gave us one there in the second. What was the one in the second there, Glenn? Farolitos,
yeah, who I think when before he came on, Farolitos was a $5.50 chance. By the time we started the preview and The boys both put it into their tips. It's now a $4.60 chance.
Okay, Farolitos. Dean, we better let you get on your bike, mate. Good luck today, and we'll hear you over the weekend, and then again on Monday, Punters Postmortem with Paul Joyce and the whole team together there, apart from Ron, who, of course, is attending the funeral of Bart Cummings. Thanks a lot, Dean.
Thank you, Andrew.
Glenn Munsey, what have you got for us there just briefly, mate?
Okay, Jockey's Challenge at Moonee Valley. Dwayne Dunn, 220 favourite. Damien Lane at 4. Damien Oliver, Vlad Jurek, 6. Any other jockey, 9. Craig Newitt, 10. Craig Williams, 31. Chris Parnham, 151. At Ramwick on Tattersall's Race Club Day there, Blake Shin, odds on in the jocks at $1.70. Huey Bowman, 4.20. James McDonald, $4.80. Kieran McAvoy at 9. Ty England, 18. Tommy Berry, 21. Any other jockey, 31. And Brenton Abdullah back today. He's a $41 chance. The special markets, number of wins for Blake Shin. You can back him not to ride a winner all the way through to 4 or more winners. But you can just back 1 or more winners, or 2 or more winners, 3 or more winners, 4 or more winners. Same for Chris Waller. And one putter's loaded up here on Chris Waller. I think it's 4 or more winners. He's taken around about 30-odd to 1 about that. And then the Chelmsford Stakes market. Chris Waller to win the Chelmsford Stakes with 11 runners is $1.80. Or you can back the other runners as a $2 chance.
Okay, so plenty of markets there at tab.com.au. Tab talks on in about 26 minutes, and among our guests, Helen Page has arrived into Sydney with Rudy, so we'll get the latest there. $14
chance.
$14.
Yeah, and
all
the
right,
previews,
mate.
Andrew, early today on Sky Thoroughbred Central, Newcastle at 10.30, Doomben at 10.45, and Royal Ramwick bang on 11.
Yeah, and we'll be covering those between 11 and 12. Thanks a lot, mate.
See you, mate.
Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. And as I say, between 10.30 and 11, we'll do the Harness and Greyhounds. And as soon as we clear them, we're off to the early mail to give you the latest for Newcastle and Ramwick, our major New South Wales programs. In a moment, we'll preview Doomben.
The spring racing season is underway and the New South Wales Country Cups keep coming. We cover all the Northern Rivers Cup action on Thursday with the $50,000 Ballina Cup and the $20,000 Newmarket Handicap. Get the Ballina tips, late mail, key interviews and the market movers here on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
It's Newcastle's Racing Event of the Year, the 2015 Newcastle Spring Racing Carnival. Saturday, September 19 is Ladies' Day. Join Ladies' Day Ambassador and former Miss Universe Australia winner Tegan Martin in the Yellow Glen Marquee and catch the fun and excitement of fashions on the field. Racing continues Saturday with the Broadmeadow Mile, Provincial Cup and Hurricane Stakes. Don't miss the glamour and excitement of the 2015 Spring Racing Carnival at Newcastle Jockey Club. Call the club and reserve your tickets today.
Racing HQ Saturday is brought to you by Tab's Cash Out, which now allows you to eject early on your multi. Find out more at tab.com.au or on your mobile.
Time to have a look now at Doomben, where it's a fine day and the track has come up as a good 3. Penetrometer 4.6 and the rail at 3 metres. Bernadette Cooper, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Nice to be joining you. I just had a glorious day here in a firmish track, so... you know, it's a little different. We had the rail out the other day and we've had a couple of wet tracks, so the form could turn around a little bit today.
All right, well, let's have a look at them. The first at 10 past 12 and the scratching here, number 8.
Yeah, look, it's hard to get away from Young Fun here from the Toby Edmonds stable. Look, I really did try to get away from him, actually, but he beat a few of these in that race the other day and he's just a horse that seems to be hitting his straps at the right time. Obviously, the claim for Luke Dittman will help. He still goes up 3 kilos on his run the other day. And his form prior to that win was sound without being blistering. So perhaps he's just really going to, well, we hope, run into a purple patch of form here now. But look, he loves a journey. There's cracking speed on again. And he's the sort of horse can make that speed if there's not. So I'll stick with him. I put 11 in as the danger, which is the Cadiro. He's back to 1,000 today from 1,350. They stepped him up to 1,350, hoping to snag him and ride him really quiet the other day. And you wouldn't believe he threw one. You think you can bury him on the fence. And the leader never crossed to the fence until about the half mile. So he just pulled his head off, basically, for half the race. So dropping back a distance will suit him. State of Wealth, bit of a move for him early on in the week. With this horse, he's second up from a spell. Blinkers go on today. And then I went the way of the 9, Passatorio, 3.11, 2.09.
Three on top there. Race number 2 over the 1,050. Take out 4, 11 and 13.
Yeah, lots of talent in this race and lots of speed also. So obviously the favourite, Nadu, having drawn well, gets the perfect drop on horses like Epsilon that beat her last time out. And, you know, My Little Flicker's going to go quick. And a little, no, she won't. But there's just, you know, there's probably six that are going to go fast here. A lot of speed in this race. So I'm going to stick with the favourite. She's going to box there, get the perfect trail and hopefully the perfect drag into the race with a lightweight on her back of 53 kilos. The top weight, excuse me, Adora Bubble, I think she's really well placed. Back in a benchmark 75, obviously she has the weight to go with it. She's drawn a tad awkward. But having said how much speed is in this race, like there's five or six that could want to lead, perhaps it'll be enough speed to string out the field and allow her to drop into a nice trail. So I put her in for second. Epsilon, obviously, back to her best, beating Nadu last time out, but was found wanting the last few strides. And then I went the way of the eight, which is My Little Flicker, who's won her last two at Ipswich, drawn bad gate today, though, 10, 1, 3 and 8.
10, 1, 3 and 8. Race 3 over the 2,200. Scratchings are 4 and 15.
I've gone away Kaiser Franz here. I'm a bit of a fan, I will confess. He got into so much trouble on the home turn here last time out, and more energy ran second in the race. Honey Toast was the eventual winner, and they did street out to about a 7-length margin over Kaiser Franz, but quite literally for 100 metres, this horse was in a dead end with his head in the air and going nowhere. So the other horses had the momentum and the run-up, and that's why they were able to street away from him. He did beat More Energy a few starts ago, and Dee Brown goes back on board today. More Energy for second. He's a nice horse. He'll drift back in the run and certainly be finishing off. Two Flying Lucky and three Wallhand, 5-1-2-3.
To race four, this is over virtually the mile, the 16-15. There's no scratchings, a field of nine.
Yeah, I think Locke's Legend's form is some of the best form in this race anyway, particularly so when he's going to carry 52.5 kilos. I would have preferred a better gate if he draws one from the outside, but you've got horses, like Curtly, My Quilter, Revitalize will be there somewhere. There's reasonable speed on here. Echo's Entry will drop out probably from the gate one. So there is hope that he is going to get into a one-out, one-back sort of a position here. So I've left him on top with that weight. I put nine in as a danger, which is Revitalized. He's absolutely flying horse, and he won a benchmark 80 here last time out. This is an open, but he gets in on the minimum. The two Double Impacts, my roughie for the race. I like the way he finished off. He's been a stakes winner previously at Eagle Farm, this horse, and at his best, he'd really give this sort of a race a shake. And I went for the four for fourth, which is Curtly, 3-9-2-4.
Race five's the first leg of the Doomben Quaddie at 2:38. The scratching here, number four, Hard Ticker.
Lorda Brunnen's probably the best horse in the race. However, I'm going to tip Tints here today. Just because there's a 3 kilo turnaround in them, they met last time out, and Lorda Brunnen just dashed a little better, I think, than Tints. And I think today Brooks Doe really has to be aware that she needs to get on her bike sort of probably before the corner and really wind this mare up. She's a real winner. She's won 9 from 32. I know a lot of them have been in the country there also. But she, you know, Lorda Brunnen sort of got a length and a half on her the other day, and she probably pegged him back to about a length. And today she has a 3 kilo pull in the weight. So for that reason, I've gone with her. He's talented, Lorda Brunnen. I really like this horse, and he's probably a better horse on a firmer track. In fact, they both are better on firmer tracks here today. The 13 for third, which is Fixation, is becoming a miss and a bookie's favourite, I think, that horse. But anyway, and Casarati, I didn't think his run was too bad last time out. 6-1, 13 and 7.
To race number six, this is the Classics over the 1,200, scratching number three, Southerly.
Yeah, I was really stuck in this race, to be honest, Andrew. I've tipped Treat Me Like a Lady and Pinch River both at their last start. And I think probably Pinch River is a little stronger, but I just think Treat Me Like the Lady from Barrier 1 today. You know, she's got natural speed. She's not a leader type most times, but she is a box seat girl, and she's going to get just the run of the race and probably, you know, save herself a length or two, in which case I'm going to put her in front of Pinch River. Very fond of Pinch River. I thought his run behind Liz's Choice was super. I actually thought he won, but he got beat, so he was coming that fast. I put nine in for third, which is Rose, and then I've gone away the top weight of Diamond Fun, but that's a very difficult race. 5-2-9-1.
5291. All right, not too much between them. We've been discussing the form of Come Dividend this morning with form coming out of it going into Sydney today. Horse appears here in race 7. The scratchings are 7 and 10.
Yeah, Rudy. We're all in Rudy's corner down there in Sydney on the wet track. Yeah, look, he's got to be another great chance here today. He does go up considerably in weight, even after Jim Orman's claim. I've been this Val Rosso, who comes from the Matt Dunn stable, who's a former Victorian horse, and he ran a rip of a race first up from a spell. Was always too short. He was run off his feet. He's going to love the 1350, I think, here today. And he draws barrier one, so I thought he was at odds, a good bet here today. 5 Terranato. We know how talented he is, and hopefully you're going to see him in Sydney after this run here today. But look, his second up form is probably his best form, and he finished off nicely behind Leslie's Choice first up. 4 Steel Zips racing very well, and Come Dividend is hard to fault. So 3-5-4-1.
3-5-4-1. And the last at Doomben, race 8. The scratchings here, 6-13.
Yeah, I've gone the way of Desley's horse over Leon Birchley's. There's probably not much in it, to be honest. One's coming back from the mile, one stepping up from the 1200, but I think had Too Good to Refuse got the run at the 300 the other day, he may have won that race. Hanesta really had, you know, she was in the fast lane out wider and she had the run up and she had the momentum going, and he was just held up sort of from the 400 to the 300, maybe even a little more. But when he got out, he made good work of it. He's drawn one and he's in on the minimum here today. I put 7 into Danger, a Saga of the Storm. Obviously, great money for her here the other day behind Blue Desert. She came from the tail of the field, finished off really nicely. The 5, Mr. Epic, 3 wide the trip, or from half the trip anyway, here the other day. Did a good job to hang on 4th. And 3, Craigley Wandu. This horse won a race in Rocky the other week. By 9 lengths, and the whole field except one horse was a Craig Lee horse. It's quite stunning to watch when they come around the straight, Andrew, and it's just all these blue and white blinkers except one horse. But anyway, he won by 9 lengths and he seemed to excel at the journey, so I threw him in my multi as a roughie, 10, 7, 5 and 3.
10, 7, 5 and 3. Pretty hard to ignore a horse that wins by that margin wherever. What have you found for us as a good thing?
Yeah, really playing it safe today, and I've only made Nardu my special, race 2, number 10. But, yeah, I think it's a tough day at the office. It's been a tough week, actually.
Yeah, now you just keep... Well, you had a break. You deserve to come back and have some hard times.
Yeah, exactly.
Good luck, mate.
Thanks, Andrew.
Bernadette Cooper looking at Doomben, the first at 10 past 12, and all of her information right through the day on Sky Thoroughbred Central. In a moment, we'll be looking at Newcastle.
Sky Sports Radio brings you everything you need to make your spring sensational. Every morning on Racing HQ, through to Tab Talk and the Early Mail, we cross all around New South Wales to bring you the right information from trainers, jockeys and our form experts. It's the perfect spring start every morning on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Z&Z Jewellers has been a Hurstville institution for over a quarter of a century. For more than 20 years, they've been the source of the NRL's official watches and rings. And they've been designing and making the grand final ring with passion for the last 17 years. For official NRL watches and jewellery, engagement or wedding rings, corporate gifts or remodelling and repairs, Z&Z's your place. See Z&Z at Westfield Hurstville or visit znz.com.au. Proud sponsors of the Parramatta Eels and St. George Junior referees.
Spring Carnival Saturdays are the best on Sky Sports Radio.
And news coming out of Hong Kong via the South China Morning Post, jockey Brett Prebble was dislodged from a horse in a trial a little while ago, just less than 10 minutes ago. He's been taken to hospital as a precaution, and as soon as we get more news, we'll pass it on. But Brett Prebble having a fall at a trial at Happy Valley this morning. Gary Harley's joining us to talk about Newcastle. Morning to you, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. A fair day, a big fog this morning in the region, but we'll be right, mate. 9 races out, a big acceptance for this meeting today.
Let's hook into it, mate, with the 9 to look at. The first, 11:40, and you can take out number 8.
3, 2, 9, 11, more than fabulous. 4 seconds in a row, three of them in town. Warwick Farm the other day when Huey rode him, put his head in front in the straight, horse on the inside, kicked back and beat him. I don't know whether he's frightened of the winning post, Andrew, but he drops a hell of a lot in class today, and he's got the claim for Jess Taylor. This should be his race. Toujours, trained by James Cummings, on the place, get his heels, last two at Canterbury. The big track will suit him. Nine Daisies Joy can improve on the first up Canterbury run. And 11 Horizontal made up good ground at Kembla last start. It's got a place hope.
3, 2, 9, and 11 in the first for Gary. Race 2 over the 1,400, mate. There's no scratchings.
Mate, 4, 2, 6, and 9. Clear Ripples, another one of James Cummings. I think he's only got the two James today. One start at Kembla over 1,200. Back from $13 to $8.50. Came from midfield to be beaten ahead. Goes to 1,400 today, which should be ideal. I think it'll get the money. 2 Kumo led its last three starts, all at Kembla, was beaten half a length there the other day. Got to be a chance. 6 Don't Sue Me, first up, won a recent Wyong trial, and Stars at Storm could run a place.
4, 2, 6, and 9 in the second. Race number 3, it's a maiden over the speedy 900. Got a good push this morning for Johnny Thompson's runner here, Little Red Shoes.
Yeah, I had it in the top four, Andrew, but going on race form, the two horses at the top have got the best form.
Yep.
I went with Mr. Schultz, 1, 2, 7, 5 were my numbers. Two strong finishing placings over the 900 here lately. He does get back, but he runs on strong. Little Lucky is part-owned by Kristen Buchanan, but trained by Johnny Roberts. Krista was telling me the other day she rides him in work. He's got good speed. He had two good places before. He went for a spell at Gosford and Newcastle. Forgotten Girl, Sean Geimer, back in New South Wales. He's aboard. First up went okay. Last prep. And Little Red Shoes, I added in for fourth. And as you said, you've got a good push for it, so it will be hard to beat.
1, 2, 7, and 5 in race number 3. Race 4, a maiden again over the 900. Take out 1 and 6.
2, 4, 7, 8. Cheltenham's a flashy chestnut. Trained by Chris Lees for John Massara and the Radio King, Alan Jones. He's having his first start. I thought he went terrific in a barrier trial recently. Spoke to Chris about him yesterday. The rail out will help him. He's got good speed. He's very mature, Chris said, but he's got a bit of talent. Tennessee Jewel number 4 hasn't raced since May last year when it ran second at Cessnock. Was placed at Gosford on debut. No trial. Angie Davies has got it. It'll be ready. 7 in Puesto for Paul Perry. Hasn't raced since March. Led when it ran second on debut and then ran into Flippant one day at Musselbrook. Mm. And then Me Goes Rain, is it? Me Goes Rain. First start, trials are okay.
Righto, 2, 4, 7, and 8 there. We move to race 5. The scratchings here, 4 and 10.
2, 1, 5, and 3. The speed will be a cracker here. These two Central Coast short courses, 1 and 2, they go like the wind. I've tipped Boutique Baby, trained by Angela Davis. She won by 6 at Musselbrook first up. Went to Wyong and was placed and then led all the way to Gwinnett Kembla last week or last start. Got the 3 barrier. He's got a ton of speed. Table 2. He's had 5 starts on this track for 2 wins and 3 seconds. Loves the 900. Got barrier 1 and it'll hit the ground running. They're going to go hammer and tong up front. 5 Jupiters back from 1,200. But is going well. And 3 Positive Quest. 2, 1, 5, 3.
To race 6. This is the first leg of the Newcastle Quaddy with a 9-race card. There's no scratchings, Gary.
Mate, Glorious Sindar will carry the same colours as Protectionist. He's an Australian bloodstock horse. He had a long layoff before a first-up run at Scone recently. He ran last at Scone. That was over the mile. But then he come here and Huey rode him in an 1850 and he improved 100 yards. He ran third in an 1850. He goes to 2,300 today. He's won in Europe over 2,400. This is his third Australian start. Chris Lees has got him, of course. And the young lady will claim Sam Clinton. He'll run a hell of a race. 6 Dubai Dusk, given a pearl of a ride at Set stop by Craig Dwyer when it won. It'll be hard to beat again. Strike Me Lucky, number four, is down in class. And Sobriquet's going well in the bush. 1.645.
To race seven, the class one over the 1,500 metres. No scratchings, a field of 11.
7.532, Arsonist likes to lead. Trainer David Van Dyke. I know it's weaker company, but it won before 0.3 lengths at Nowra last start. Hit the ground running and bolted in. Was just run down by the smart Canny Essent at Goulburn prior to that. Very well placed here. Five Battler Hastings. Well, at around about $18 or $19, it won on debut at Newcastle at that Tuesday meeting recently for Chris Waller. Strolls didn't look flash, but it went good. Three Sunbury likes Newcastle. Winner here, three starts back. And two Lumberjack, our last start Kembla winner. 7.532.
Race 8, a benchmark 60, down to a field of 8 here with 2 and 4 staying at home.
Mate, what did I go for here? I had one on top, Ramaron.
For Chris Lees.
Sorry?
For Chris Lees.
Yeah. Now, it's a Tasmanian mare. She's had three starts for Chris, two at Canterbury. She gets back and she runs on, but she gives the impression, Andrew, that she'll be very, very well suited by the big straight at Broadmeadow. So I've got her on top to win another claim for Sam Clinton, which will help. 5 years of burning, goes to 1,200 now. Ran on well over 1,000 at the Tari Cup meeting behind her moon boy in a good class race. Tens Royer, surprised with the way it bolted in last start. At Scone, up in class, six source of harmony, the other one. 1.5, 10 and 6, mate.
1.5, 10 and 6. And race 9 at 11 minutes to 5, the scratching number 11.
He's at pretty good odds, but I've got a feeling John O'Shea's also sprint well. He's the top weight, Sam Cart. He's won four races. He's first up. He's had two trials. And 1,400 here on the big track, I reckon he'll sprint okay. 8 Mawara Benz won three races. They've all been at Newcastle. He can do a lot wrong, but he's got a bit of talent. 2 Can I Have, 2 runs back, close to a win, was doing his best work at Hawkesbury the other day at the end of the race. And Amvivian could sprint well fresh. 1 to beat 8, 2 and 10, mate.
Righto, 1, 8, 2 and 10 in the last. Have you got a good thing?
Yeah, mate. I think Boutique Baby.
Yeah.
I think she'll beat Table 2, but it'll be a very good race in race number 5, mate. Tribute to Bart there, of course, in the race book and over the public address today. Bart won 3 Newcastle Cups, 1 Newmarket and the Newcastle Spring Stakes, mate. So he had a good run at Newcastle.
Yeah, there'll be tributes flowing and the funeral, of course, on Monday. You'll be in the yard prior to Wheat's race.
Yeah, mate.
Soft 6 in the rail at 8 metres. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Thanks, Andrew.
Gary Harley, a little break, and then we'll give you some winners for Grafton.
Spring Carnival Racing. There's nothing quite like it as our equine stars do battle on the track chasing Group 1 glory. Sports Radio and the National Racing Service have your spring racing season covered. From crucial pre-race interviews to the race calls and the excitement of winning.
Woo-hoo!
Sky Sports Radio brings you every magical moment. Every day throughout spring, catch the winners. On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
In a moment, the traffic. A wise woman once said, "I can resist everything except temptation." When you're tempted to try a bottle of Windy Peak wine, don't resist. This is a wine for all occasions by De Bortoli. Here's the traffic.
Now, first of all, at Warunga, still got those low-hanging wires on the Pacific Highway near Ingram Road. That's affecting all traffic at the moment. If you're in the area, watch out for them. Beecroft, still got that turf and soil on Pennant Hills Road and the M2 affecting westbound traffic. Chancewood, the Willoughby Street Fair on today. Various roads around the concourse closed till 8 o'clock tonight. And Alfords Point, backburning on Alfords Point Road. That's till around about 4 o'clock this afternoon. Now, it could affect northbound traffic. At David Jones, spoiled dad today only and save 25% on a range of full-price men's shoes. It's 5 days of Father's Day offers in-store and online now. Conditions apply. I'm Dennis Lee, Sky Sports Radio.
Spring Carnival Saturdays are the best on Sky Sports Radio.
time now for Grafton. That's the other main New South Wales TAB program today, and Anthony Collins is going there. Morning, Anthony.
Yeah, good morning to you, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. We've got Grafton there, and at 1:27, the first of six. We're on a good four and a fine day there.
Yes, yeah, certainly. Look, picture-perfect conditions here today. The sun's out. There's realistically not a cloud in the sky, and six events on the program. The numbers are a little light, but indeed the six winners to find.
All right, what have you found for us as a couple of good things?
Well, in the first race, I fancy the chances of the four lady with spurs. She's out to the 2,200 metres today. She's placed over the 2,000 before. And last time out, she was second behind the impressive Halfway to Heaven at Taree. She got to the line reasonably strongly on that occasion. She's prepared down at Taree by Ross Stead. Ben Looker in the saddle today, the informed man. So all of those things contribute to it being a pretty good thing in the first race of the day. Race one, number four, lady with spurs. And then over to race number three, I fancy the chances as well of the 12 Thai Prince. Backmarker that grinds home impressively. They're stepping out to the 1600 metre journey today. Most recent attempt was at 1400 metres when she placed third at Armidale. She got a good way back, as we mentioned, and she charges home at the end of a race as Stephen Trace and Kathy Chapman are the combination there in the third race. So I think they're two of the best bets from Grafton. Race one, number four, and race three, number 12.
They're the two there. The first at 1:27 on a good four. All the races on Sky Sports Radio. Thanks a lot, Anthony.
Thanks, Andrew.
Anthony Collins there. That completes all our race previews, but of course on a Saturday it continues. TAB Talk coming up, all the latest, couple of special guests, Helen Page and Bjorn Baker from 10:30, the Harness and Greyhound winners for tonight. And from very close to 11, you'll get previews from the track, Randwick, Newcastle, right here on your racing leader.
This September, you can name your own race with Trackside.
What about Greg's Good Time Stakes?
And name the 12 horses in the race, your horses, your jockeys, your race.
What about Super Greg? Greg's that legend.
Make them great because...
Giddy up, Greg.
Because every day, the five best names win a $200 prize.
What about Gregalicious? The last Greg of the Quaddy.
Simply visit tabtrackside.com.au to enter.
Gregceptional, Gregtastic, Greggy Bread, Greggy Wiggy.
Promotion ends 4th of October 2015. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. Greg.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, it's time for TAB Talk.
Starter has the button. Stalls are back and racing. Field bent on their way to the...